JFK.
And restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
But it is chilly, and it is windy.
We might be able to get one other person in before we wrap it up this afternoon. You're up next. Good afternoon, you're on.
Good afternoon, folks. I have a question for Mr. Chisti. The comparison...
Chisti, C-H-I-S-T-I.
Oh, Christ, that's right. Yeah, the comparison of Irish Americans, the 19th century, to African Americans in this century, I think is interesting because one of the greatest Irish Americans that's ever lived, the founder of the Irish National Constabulary, Michael Marrow, also the inventor of V-neck pants, I think is one of the greatest Americans alive. And I think that illegal immigrants these days contribute to society in that if they were not here, Buzz Burbank would not have such a great luxurious toupee on his crotch.
Come on.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Bacardi Limon.
Yes?
No, I'm not here.
You're not here?
No, I'm at the circus.
Oh, welcome, everybody.
That's right, watching the elephant.
Well, welcome to the second greatest show on earth.
The best of Don and Mike.
That's right, the best of Don and Mike. And actually, it is the greatest show on earth because it's the last day of Bodom. Don and Mike return Monday. I'm your host, Lex Gary Joranger, with you on this fine, fine Friday afternoon. Oh, excuse me. Well, it got cold here in D.C., so all our phlegm came back. It's going to be a nice freezing Easter weekend for us, but that's okay because we've got a great show for you today. Hope it's good where you are. And all together now, I have got a heap and steam and plate full of best stuff for you this Friday afternoon. So, let's get into it. Oh. This is good stuff, too. It's going to be a great day because there's a haircut emergency, Rob. A haircut emergency, and it's Barber Day on the Best of Don and Mike on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Now, really, this would be a genuine emergency.
Incredible!
At least in my pathetic life. Imagine my shock and my horror today when I thought, you know what? It's time to get a haircut. It's time to get a nice-looking haircut. My haircut started to look a little bit like David Cassidy on the Partridge Family. Come on, you know it is.
It's a little saggy.
Get that kind of...
You get kind of a poofy thing in the front.
I couldn't do a thing with it.
Little pompadour.
I thought you were going for that.
It's like a Michael Landon thing.
I thought you were going to grow it out ever since we went to the Wayne Newton show.
Yeah.
Las Vegas pompadour.
Well, I'm just incredibly lazy, and I don't like going to get my haircut. But, you know, I got this card at a haircuttery.
Right. You can go to any haircuttery anywhere, right? Don't you get your haircut for free?
Yes. Well, this is the problem. I have lost my card.
Oh.
And not only that, I lost the letter with the guy's name on it. So what I did was, I am pathetic. I picked up the telephone and called the corporate headquarters.
Sure.
Of the hair cuttery.
Yeah.
Today.
Hello, Linda.
I swear to God I did.
You don't know me, boy.
And I said,
Sacramento?
Yeah, right, Sacramento. And I said, excuse me, what's the name of the president of the company? You know, and they said, Judge Reinhold.
It's where all those corporate headquarters are, the hair cuttery, the coffee beanery.
Yeah, and I said, may I speak to him, please? Hold on. I got put through to some other level, and it was like, you know, like anybody, I'm asking for the president of a company or whoever they farmed me off to at their main offices, and I started to tell the woman, I said, I don't really know the guy's name, but I do a radio show, and he sent me a letter, and he sent me a card, a gold card, and I could get my haircut anywhere for free, and only like 8 people have these, and I lost
my... I believe his last name was Wonka. The golden ticket.
I said...
William. Said, William wants.
Said, like, only 8 people in the world have these things. And she said, hold, please. And I thought, oh, now I'm getting somewhere.
Yeah.
And she comes back on the phone and she says, is this a joke? And I said, no, ma'am. And she said, well, I've asked around the office and I've never heard of such a card.
Oh, sure.
And I said, well, now listen, this is easily explained. I went through the same thing the first couple of times I used the card.
Did you say at any time during the conversation, hold on, Missy?
Where they didn't believe it.
Right.
And anyway, she ended up just telling me, you know, just basically screw off and enjoy my day.
That's sad.
And anyway, if the guy from the hair cuttery is listening.
Well, he's obviously a higher up in the hair cuttery.
That was simply, or if anybody from the hair cuttery is listening, I need a replacement card.
I remember the day you came in with the list of people that were on the gold ticket list.
There was only seven of them.
7 lucky ones. I'm something of a famous radio announcer, and I have a golden ticket. It allows me not to wait in line and get free haircuts for life.
It does. Yeah. It does, really, and well, I lost the card.
Yeah. Are you appealing for just the card, or do you need somebody to cut your hair?
Oh, no, I mean, I know sometimes
laziness would really get to you, me too, you'd actually have someone come in and cut your hair.
Oh, no,
and for the longest time, Kong used to cut
your hair. Now listen, that was years ago. Years ago. No. I would, I'll go get a haircut. I mean, I can get a goddamn haircut. That's not a problem.
You've been up and down the pike? It's pretty amazing. I mean, it's like every other strip mall has a hair place in it.
But I really would like that haircuttery thing.
Yeah,
if for no other reason. I really liked showing it off.
The exclusivity
right?
of it. What was it made of? Is it plastic?
It looked like a credit card.
Real okay. gold.
Looked like a credit card. And it was, made out of solid gold.
That's right.
With the chocolate core.
With the chocolate core. Yes,
yeah.
It was edible.
Do you think you left it at a hair cuttery or you just, no idea? The last time I got my hair cut, like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it was one day I was just like cleaning out my wallet going, yeah, this is good, this is no good, this is good, this is no good. And now it's gone.
You know, sometimes I hate the fact that my hair grows so fast. I wish I was more like Rob.
Hey, going. Now listen.
I drove past, and I looked at it, and I thought, boy, whew, $15.
Yeah.
You know what?
Not today.
Not today.
Well, let's be clear here. It's not the fact that you don't want to pay. It's that you want also the quality of the hair cuttery. That's what you're looking for. You're looking for the quality
Mike,
of the hair, the consistency of the hair cuttery.
Right. Now, hold on. You can bust balls here. Mm-hmm. But really, I maintain, and I gotta watch this, because one of my closest friends is one of the fancy schmancy, owns one of these places down in
right.
Georgetown. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the place where Fruity used to go.
Right.
Really, and you would mortgage your house, you know, to go there and get your hair done. You got to wait 3 months for an appointment. Mm-hmm. I mean, a guy like that, he would be offended by me saying this, but... The truth is, I could come home with a haircut and say to Frida, you know, where do you think I got a haircut today? Do you think I got a cut with our friend, I'll use the name Emerald.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you think I went to Emerald's?
Bam!
Or do you think I went to the haircuttery? And
she wouldn't be able to tell?
She would quite often say, well, you had to have gone to the haircuttery because there's no way you would drive all the way down to Georgetown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, so she'd say, haircuttery all the way. Mm-hmm. She'd look at it. All the way. Hey, who would you had a meeting downtown today?
I would say you went to the fancy place, except for that one part of your head that looks like you reenacted a scene from Jackass, the movie.
I think really the hair cuttery gets a bad, bad rap.
Yeah, I think any place is as good as the person whose chair
That's
you are
right.
in.
I will tell you, really, in the last 5 years, the absolute drop dead best haircut I ever got was in the airport in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. They have an actual barber shop there.
Cool.
A real friggin' barber shop.
Mm-hmm. We could put one here.
And if you've got like an hour in between flights, why not?
Right.
They do that thing where they do the straight razor on the back of your neck,
mm-hmm.
and you leave and you go, wow.
You know, if we found, we're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 6 guys here.
Right.
We could have barber day. We could have barber day where a lady comes in and we all...
No, no.
It's just another one of my ideas, being in the new place, you know, just something to be, just to shake it up and be fun.
Oh, that'd be exciting radio.
No, it wouldn't have to be on the radio. It would just be like we'd have somebody come in and hear and cut our hair.
A hairdresser receptionist combination.
Well, but see, I've given up that. Oh, that was okay. A silly day.
Well,
that was like
justify
that was me
the
trying
salary.
To adjust to the. No, I mean we just come in and we spit for like $10 per haircut.
Hold on, yes, Joe Artinger.
I need a haircut. I was going to use the dog shears, but my wife wouldn't let me.
See, Joe needs a haircut. You need a haircut. Rob always needs a haircut because he has that flat top.
I have a lady from the Orient. Her name is Lou, and she's magnificent.
Buzz, do you need a haircut? You look like
you're set. I have
set?
A good haircut.
Would you get your haircut if somebody came in here?
Maybe. Lou does color, too.
Methinks vanity. He's not going to
No,
get
just, I have somebody I've been with for a very long time.
Buzz, whoever, if Mike's dream came true and someone did come down to do it.
If my dream came true, we would have everything done here.
This surgery. This person would be able to.
Routine.
To keep what we like to call the Ronnie Reagan secret.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying.
Black shoe polish.
There's no reason why we can't.
Look at Buzz's hair. Buzz's hair looks like Superman's hair.
We could get a stylist and a colorist.
Superman's hair is jet black, dark as a thousand midnights, and it's got that one little curly cue, and it's got a little blue on it, and that's exactly the type of hair that Buzz has.
I got a sick puppy at my house today. You know what the puppy ate today?
What?
Got up on the counter and ate my Just for Men beard coloring.
Oh.
And immediately began to throw it up. I'm glad the puppy's still alive.
Yeah.
Because that's real bad stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, that's stuff that colors your hair. All white dog. I'm a come home tonight, it's going to look like a Newfoundland.
Yes.
It's going to be, no, but seriously, the dog, for some reason, is attracted to that product. I mean, there's a lot of crap up there. There's toothpaste, there's everything, and he got into the hair coloring.
Maybe because he associates it with you.
I don't know.
That might be.
I just don't know.
The dog looks younger, though, right?
Fortunately, I was not in the house when this happened. Carla told me the dog ate it, and almost as soon as he got into it, he started throwing it back up.
Well, doesn't mean that some of it couldn't have gotten into his stomach.
Yeah, you know, we'll find out. If his hair color changes over the weekend, I'll let you know.
What you should do is yell at him and say, can't you read this is just for men, not for dogs.
I should have said that.
Hello there. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike Buzz, how you guys doing?
Howdy.
Hey, do you think Kramer still has that original TV set he took from Mike Douglas or what?
One of the greatest episodes of Jerry Seinfeld.
It was Merv's set, though.
Yeah. That's right. It wasn't Mike Douglas. It was Merv.
He's right, but still one of the greatest episodes ever.
My favorite.
Hey, one other thing about the Barber Day.
Seinfeld, yeah.
May I suggest July 14th?
July 14th.
Why?
Rob.
It's Bastille Day.
There you go.
I don't get it.
Don't get carried away with the haircuts.
Oh, because of the chopping of the head.
The beheading joke.
All right, well, listen,
you know, that was a great idea I had. Now, because of this call, now they're not going to let it happen.
That was a great idea you had. I love the idea. You'd love it. You'd love Barber Day. Where we have I could make it happen. I'd take the responsibility. I wouldn't pay for everybody's haircut.
Okay. But I'd make sure that the person came out here, and I could arrange to have, like, a really qualified person come out here.
That's okay.
Maybe a fetching qualified person.
I'm with her.
We could do it in March. It could be Barber Arbor Day.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, Radio Gods. Good afternoon.
Hi there.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks a lot for sticking to your roots on the radio, and I'm glad for your new studios, and I'm glad you guys aren't going to cable. And just remember, I listen to learn, I learn to listen, and lesbians taste like chicken.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
He rehearsed that. You know why I like that? Because it was heartfelt.
Yeah.
I think he was a barber.
He wanted to get it right. I want a female stylist, not a barber.
Okay.
Don and Mike Show. You want a female stylist, all right.
I don't want some Italian man in a smock coming
you want?
Up here.
He cut his hair.
You want.
Everybody leaving happy on Barber Day?
Just a trim.
I mean, it's about time we had some visitors.
I remember 1978?
1978.
Okay. I'm working in Indianapolis, Indiana, WNDE. And just horny as hell. And I can't do anything on the telephones, and I can't go meet anybody. And one of the DJs told me, maybe I've told this before, one of the DJs said, have you gone to that place by that car wash out off, you know, whatever this road is? I said, no, he said, it's a massage parlor. And
right.
I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, get my drift, it's not really a massage parlor.
Right.
Like, you go in and, you know, you lay down and it's handy time.
Uh-huh.
And I said,
handy. You know, very handy.
He said, and if you want more, you know, you pay more.
Right.
So I immediately jumped in my car,
right,
and drove into just the worst part of Indianapolis. You know, and I dare you to pick the worst part of Indianapolis, but
yeah, right.
But it was especially the worst
now,
part.
Yeah.
Well, and really walked through those curtains that are made of beads,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they give you the atmosphere.
Walk into this place, and it's like loaded with everybody from Full Metal Jacket. All the chicks are Oriental.
Right.
There's a couple of black chicks there.
Right.
And everybody...
This is in Indianapolis?
In Indianapolis, Indiana, 1978. And I had never been in a place like this. I walked in. One of the girls came over and said, hi, how are you? And I said, I'm fine. And she took me to the grossest room I have ever been in. It had... Bad 70s Brady Bunch paneling on the walls.
Right.
There were like six of these rooms. And there was just like a curtain in front of each of the doors.
The kind of walls that if you like leaned on them, you'd push them clean over.
Yeah. Oh. And it's like, you know, and there's like not a doctor's bed, but like that metal, that big metal thing that you jump on to get examined at the doctor's office.
Table.
That's there with a little mat.
Was it really like an exam table?
Yeah, with like a little mat on top of it. They had these in every single room. And, you know, she said, get ready and I'll be right back. Now, I had just no idea.
How do you get ready?
So I just sat there.
Were you a wide-eyed youth?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely. I mean...
Is this like a scene from one of those Neil Simon movies?
I'd been around.
Mm-hmm.
I'd gotten my share by now.
Okay. Right.
I was 20 years old, mind you, but I'd never actually been to this place, and it was pretty, pretty gross, and she came back in the room, and she just had her robe on, and she said, you know, something like, what are you doing with your clothes on? And I'm like, oh, right.
Sorry.
So I started taking my clothes off, and I realized as I'm taking my clothes off, it's like, where am I? What exactly am I doing?
Do I begin?
I really didn't know what was going on.
Right.
And
I bet after a while you knew what was going on.
Oh, immediately. She went right over. She had like her little table.
Right.
With a towel. Mm-hmm. And some lotion.
Right.
And she said,
you know, whenever you tell these stories, you should tell them in the voice of Gene Simmons. Slowly.
My towel mysteriously fell to the floor.
No, I was, I said, what are we looking at here? And she said, you know, she gave me the rights.
Right.
And I said, okay, yeah. You know, I'll take value meal number two.
Mm-hmm.
And,
did you get a haircut?
Climbed up on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And, we were done. And I gave her the money that she had said. And she said, how about it? You know, normally you tip.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I went, ooh. I don't have any more.
Were you doing that when you didn't have your clothes on? Were you pounding your pockets?
No, I was putting my
pockets.
No pockets.
You know, I don't know. It's so long ago. I don't know. I was putting my clothes on, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I said to her, you were great. I'll come back. I promise you I will come back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I walked out. I thought,
never
going. I'm never going back there again.
Oh, you burned another bridge.
So I go back to the radio station the next day, and I talked to the guy that recommended this to me, the disco dentist, Chuck Crane.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, yeah. I said, Jesus, that's so skanky. I was so scared. God, I'd never go there again, never in a million years. I mean, it was, I would rather not have sex. That's creepy. I was afraid, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing my show that very night. No BS, end of the show. Get a call from Chuck Geiger, another one of the DJs. He says, hey, we're going out tonight. Do you want to come by? I say, sure. He says, okay, we'll meet you at X spot. So I got done with my shift at 6 o'clock in the evening, met these guys, and they said, first things first, we're all going to Big Buddha Mama's Kama Sutra, and I was like,
the DJs loved it.
I was like, oh, God. And the thought that I was
going... They didn't have ATMs in those days.
No, and the thought that I was going there, we were all going to ride in one car.
Did the station have trade there or something?
No, it was... So, we got there, and I didn't want to tell them that I had just been there the night before.
Yeah. Your worst fear would be you walk in, and they go... Hey, back again.
Because the only guy that knew that I had been there the night before was the disco dentist who was on the air at the time.
Right.
He did 6 to 10 p.m., right? So we walk in the joint, and the very first thing I see is the woman,
yes.
the common whore, mm-hmm. who had serviced me the night before, who immediately walked to the door and said, "Oh, you came back with my tip. Nobody ever comes back with my tip." Right away, I'm standing there with...
The other guys are looking at you?
With these guys, and I said, you know, yes, I did. And I reached my pocketbook, whatever it was, $5, or that's for you. I told you I would come back.
I'm a man of my word.
I told you I would.
Mr. Scholarship winner.
I told you I would.
Daddy.
And then I...
Suki.
And then I sat in the waiting area and waited for the other guys.
Because you were out of money.
Well, and also, because at that point, they were like, you were here?
I was just here. Yeah, but I'm not interested tonight.
That's what I said. you guys go ahead. Now, talk about feeling awkward.
Yeah.
How long did you have to wait?
Did you sit in the place?
Yes. I sat out.
Jesus.
I sat in this little dingy, waiting room.
Wasn't it interesting, though?
With the...
Was it like a trip through the erotic museum?
Yeah. With the horse secretary that would sit there, mm-hmm. And guys would come in and mm-hmm. girls would come out, and it was like, I'm just sitting there wearing, I believe...
In the heartland of America.
Yeah. I may have been wearing a satin jacket at the time. I really might have.
Yeah, there you go.
I want to say it could have been something cool like Bob Seger, but...
The look that says innocent.
It could have been a Bee Gees jacket.
With really big hair, I imagine, too, right?
Yeah.
Like everybody had.
Bigger than today.
Super big hair.
But I think that's the only time I ever paid for sex.
Right.
That's the only time I ever paid for sex.
Right.
Now, why you go like that? Why you go?
I said right.
No, but your face indicated you. I said that's the only time I ever paid for sex, and you
right.
You went right, like, and you did that thing where you bite your lower lip and you nod your head like.
Mm-hmm. What would that facial expression communicate to you?
That I have paid for sex other times.
I don't know how you read it that way. That's not the way I intended it. He said with a knowing look. Really, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. And me with you either, Mike. Me with you either.
No idea.
And is not marriage the ultimate price to pay for sex?
You could look at it that way.
I mean, that's
I've heard many men say that type of thing.
Like a mortgage that
never
ends.
As soon as you walk down that aisle, you're really paying for it. You start paying for it at that point.
The lease agreement.
Sure. But that was so long ago. And then... No, you know what? Hold on. I take it back.
Really?
Yeah, I paid for it again.
What does it matter?
With Bruce Bisson.
Okay.
Over by WPGC.
Right.
Over there at that...
What did he charge?
No. I don't think he meant that.
Wasn't it? That was Shadow, wasn't it?
Yeah, Shadow Stevens. His real name was Bruce Bisson. This place over... Jesus Christ, by New Carrollton, Maryland.
That's a nice place.
Like in a warehouse area.
Yeah, of course.
There was like an after-hours nightclub that opened up at 2 in the afternoon. So, yeah, I did it then, too. What are you writing down? I dare you.
No, rather not.
I dare you.
I'm just writing you some notes.
I know you are. I dare you.
No.
Come on. Share with the class.
No.
I'm sharing, you share.
No need.
You share.
No need.
No, but as a matter of fact, gosh, it's too bad Jim Elliott's not on the show today, because I'm sure he remembers that we all used to go over to, I think they called it at the time, what did they call a gym back in, 1980?
A gym?
Health club?
Yeah, a health... thank you, Buzz.
I like Buzz with a question mark. Health club?
It was something in the brochure for the museum.
It was something like the New Carrollton Health Club. Mm-hmm. And, I went there a couple of times.
In PG County.
I went there a couple of times, too. Yep.
Was it cleaner?
Oh, much cleaner.
Well, that's clean.
And they knew who we were.
Of course they
knew who we were.
So the Indianapolis place would be the dingiest one.
Yeah, and actually the other one, well, I don't know how many of these guys are still married, anyway, we would go and they'd know who we were.
Right.
Hey, hi.
That had to be a little strange.
No, I heard you last night. Yes, thank you.
And, that had to be a little weird.
And, it would be like, would you like a drink? I'd say, no, that's okay. And, Bruce would take a beer and sit there and start chatting with them, and
he was kind of a cool guy.
Meanwhile,
kind of a cool hedonist.
The other guy, Dave, would be standing there smoking his little Tipperillos, whatever they were, big bushy Welcome back, Connor Afro.
Right.
You know, three of us down there like cool guys.
Mm-hmm.
So am I the only one that's ever paid for sex?
No. We talked about this before. I have once as well.
How about you, Rob? I don't remember. I mean, I know we've discussed it, but I don't know if we've gone this in depth. Mike?
I don't believe I have, no. No, don't really believe I have.
No tattoo.
No. No tattoo.
You're so innocent.
I am.
God.
Unlike my sodium pentothal spewing friend across the console. And
that's good.
And that's, yeah.
But wait, hold on. You know what? Hold on a second.
What?
Let me think.
What?
Hold on a second.
You gonna remember something?
Nope. Nothing's coming up.
Nothing comes to mind. All right.
So to speak.
Very good.
Now, I'm out. Don't have any memory of that.
Okay.
None whatsoever.
You're lost.
I have no recollection of that, Your Honor.
No. To the best of my knowledge, no.
Good.
There you go.
To the best of my knowledge, no.
The witness may step down.
Yes.
You know my memory.
Oh, those were the days. God damn, those were the days.
The days of the health.
Sunny days.
Yeah. Good times.
Sunnier days.
Good times. Got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I want to do something meaningful with my life, Maury. I have deeper thoughts on my mind. The other day, I was thinking about volunteering to help teach underprivileged children to learn how to read. And just thinking about it was the most rewarding experience I've ever had.
Derek, I don't think you're cut out for that kind of thing.
I mean, maybe I could even have my own institute. We could call it the Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Can't Read. Good.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
But it is chilly, and it is windy.
And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. Hey, hey, I'm gonna speak in my British voice. WJFK is giving away a trip for two to Tokyo, Japan, for the world premiere of Spider-Man 3. Go to WJFK.com now, click the Spider-Man 3 logo to get the web word of the day. Listen to your cue to call, 10th caller with the web word qualifies for the trip. We'll draw the winner on Friday. Hey, that's today. And there's the read. And so do that and listen to more best of. It's the haircut emergency part 2 on the best of Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
My brother has a hair salon on Neville Street right there near your place. And he's the man. He won the North American Hair Award. And he said, I just talked to him, that he would take care of you.
Hold on a second. Does he have any hotties working for him?
Oh, plenty.
He won the North American Hair Award?
Naha.
My brother won the award.
So he owns the salon?
He owns the salon and also cuts there as well, yeah. Mm-hmm. And
is he swishy?
What's that?
Is he swishy?
Well, he ain't coming over.
Oh, man.
Listen, this is my deal here, Wade. This is my deal.
This seems to be part of Mike's fantasy, so I'll let Mike work this out.
Yeah, all right. Who's your... do you work there too, sir?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Right.
My brother's... Can I give him the name of his shop?
No.
Oh, no, you can give him. Let him give the name of his shop.
Well, if he gives the name, then we should all get free haircuts.
For the rest of
I'm
our
doing
lives.
This deal. This Wade, I'm working on this deal here. Work with me here.
I don't know if I want to get my hair cut at work
and
with
he
you
doesn't
guys
know
every
if,
day.
He, well, it's not every day.
Or whenever.
I don't know if I want a haircut.
All right, you know what? I'm willing to chuck this all if we have just a brief vote. Who would like haircut day? Who would like haircut day? Would anyone like haircut
Joe.
Day?
Joe?
Joe
says yeah.
John?
Hold on.
John doesn't have hair.
John?
I cut my own.
Well, that's obvious.
Giselle,
hey,
I
wouldn't mind a touch up.
Sure,
a little trim.
Sure. I got my China girl that I love so much.
All right, so we got.
I would not be adverse.
Okay, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hold on. You have bully pulpit. Hold on a second.
What?
You know, John, not be adverse. At first, he said, "Who wants Barber Day?" And your hand was down.
Well, I don't need it. But if there was somebody here offering free haircuts, I wouldn't turn it down. I mean, it takes like 10 seconds.
You know what that is? That's like when you say something. I can eat,
but you said
I can
that's
eat.
Exactly.
You said you wouldn't pay for the haircuts.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay. But I mean, if it was the convenience of somebody being here and it was reasonable.
Well, I tell you, his salon is.
Really... Oh, hold on, please, because we're going to work something out here in a second here. And you don't have to be. I mean, you don't have to get your hair cut, and Rob doesn't, right? If you guys don't want to. But what if it was like? What if you really just wanted a little trim?
Hey.
Hey.
That's why I went to those places.
What if, seriously, what if you came upstairs and you knew, and it's like there's all of a sudden there's the smock up there, and it's like, but it's in the office. It's not even interfering with you.
What are you doing? I know. Go ahead if you want. If you want freaking Barber Day, knock yourself out.
Not Barber Day. Stylist Day.
Why do we just have chicks outside in bikinis washing our cars during the show?
Why not?
Hello?
Perfectly good idea.
I mean, really, let's be honest.
Do those girls know how to cut hair?
Oh, you really wanted some chicks around here.
No, I actually, the convenience of I hate getting my hair cut as much as you do.
So
and
if
I hate, like, making appointments. I hate it. It's a big pain in the ass.
So if the gayest...
I can't stand it, but I like a good haircut.
So if the gayest of gay, but very talented hairdressers...
Can I be honest? And I don't want to sound gay, but I will sound gay by saying this. Yeah. I would much rather have, like, a really qualified person... Whether the person was hot doesn't depend. Man or woman, I'd rather have the better, like, haircutter person. I'm sure Buzz would agree with me on that.
Of course.
You know, as opposed to having hotties, I just like to have somebody really qualified. Now, if this guy's brother won, you know, Hair of the Year award or whatever.
The North American Hair Award.
Do you think your brother would want to do hair day?
I don't know. I can't speak for him, but I'd be glad.
What are you calling for then?
Well, I talked to him, and he said that he would take care of Don, and I don't want to speak, you know, for everybody else.
Well, tell him thanks, but no thanks.
Limited
I'm waiting for my free haircuttery card.
Okay.
And look at Mike crushed.
Guys, have a good day.
Mike is now crushed.
Yeah, and tell him I'm real happy he's going to take care of Don.
You don't want his haircut.
Hump.
You don't That's want right. that.
What a shame he didn't get his little plug on.
You don't need him. Golden Boy, it doesn't always come up 7. It doesn't always come up 11.
Gotta roll again. September is only what I care about, baby.
I know you.
So you're not averse. Well, it literally will not impact you because you won't be upstairs when we're having Barber Day.
No, you can handle this off the air, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
This could just be a project that you handle.
Yeah.
You know? That will build some allegiance with you and the co-workers.
I will take care of it. Right, John?
Johnny. Yes. Mike will take care of it.
Oh, wow.
I will take care of it. Yes, John.
Yes.
Thank you, John. Thank you for letting me take care of that, John. This could be lots of fun. And you know what? You know, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Maybe
it's not going to be fun.
Maybe. Well, it will be. It'll be convenient. And
it doesn't matter because it's not going to be on the air.
Well, there's no. Of course not. It's not going to be on the air.
So have fun.
All right.
Have fun. Have fun at Barber Day.
And I'm sure that, you know, Barber Day, and if we're paying for it, that, you know, no plugs required.
Hair plugs.
Right, there you go. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's services provided for services rendered.
There you go. Just
and like you know what? You might roll in here and, like, be a little shaggy that particular day, and it happens to be Barber Day, and you got, like, 10 minutes, and you want to sit down in the chair. What?
Funny.
What am I doing?
You're just funny.
You know what?
We're just here to do a radio show, and really...
We're here to do a radio show.
Sometimes I feel like you want a concierge here.
But here's the deal.
I really do. It's like, call down to the front desk. Hello, Mike would like a hot towel. Mike would like to have his haircut. He would like to have a receptionist, please.
Yes. I would like all those things. I'd like to take full advantage of the fact that this entire building belongs to us. And we can do whatever we want, whenever we want. That's what I want to do.
Well, then hire your...
The receptionist idea is...
Hire your barber.
Well, I'll entertain calls. And, John, you can screen them. And pick the right barber, and it's done.
So we'll do it. Hold on. You're not even going to be involved in the screening of the person that's going to cut your hair?
That would be a detail.
Not even the final...
Should we change that type of tradition?
Hey, John?
Yes?
You know not to follow up on any of this, right?
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, F you guys.
Oh, come on. I will bet anybody.
This is easy, Barbara. Like,
hold on.
Like next month.
I'm saying this live.
Right.
On August 11th at 3:49 East Coast time.
Next Wednesday, Barber Day.
Within 2 weeks, you forget about it.
All right.
Within two weeks, you forget about it.
Right. Well, of course I'll forget about it if it's not. I was asking John for some help, but you just commanded him to totally disregard this and to
because
not
because you're going to forget. You know what? Never mind. Yes, go ahead with it.
All right. Next Wednesday, we can maybe shoot for Barber Day, John?
Hold on. Let me turn this thing
Count on. It.
John?
Of course. Why not?
Thank you very much. And I don't care if he laughs at me and you know in that way. That's fine. You know, really, it might be very convenient. I'll get my hair cut upstairs.
So you're going to make John call and find somebody?
No, I would assume people will call in and want to do this and call John and maybe call the show and do it that way. That's the way I would think this is going to happen.
So
do you want me to go through the yellow pages?
So we can tie up the phone lines on the show with somebody calling up to say they want to come down and cut your hair in the office?
Forget it.
Hold on.
We'll,
John!
We'll,
I got a couple emails already. There's a girl that's willing to come down and do it.
Well, I'm sorry that, I'm sorry that screwed up the show. I'm sorry that that has destroyed the momentum that we had with our number four ratings, that now, because I simply wanted to have Barber Day, I'm very, very sorry.
But what is Barber Day?
Cake Day, too, Mike?
What? What's that?
Can we have Cake Day?
Cake Day.
At day.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
He is my, everybody's mocking. You know what? To hell with it. I'll get my hair cut my own way. The idea, you know, here I am again. This is just like the receptionist. I just thought it might be fun. I just thought it might just shake things up a little bit. You know, a little morale boost here at the old Hubbard Drive. You
no,
know?
You know what it is? You know what it is? It's for you, it's a way for you to come to work and just come in and get your hair cut up in the office while you're sitting there reading the newspaper, having your lunch.
And everybody else that wants to do it that way. I thought it'd be fun.
Why do you hate this? Why do you hate this, these ideas?
Why do you hate these ideas? You are a man who simply wants to be left alone. That's all you want.
No, because all you want, Jesus Christ, you want someone to come down and cut your hair in the office. Why? Because it would be fun.
Why is that fun?
And convenient. It's pompous.
Well, I'm just doing, you know, it's not pompous.
Yes, it is.
It's not pompous at all.
I mean, and I'm not talking about getting
it. It's Barber Day. And we've been talking about it for a half an hour, and I thought it was funny to talk about it.
But F it all.
Screw it.
Barber
I'm
Day.
I'm going to shave my head right now. Get me the clippers.
Now that, I
yeah, think. No. You know, look, nothing. Nothing will change. It will just be here. We'll be here. We will be here.
I'm sorry, but this is not enough for you.
I will be here.
Doing the show is not enough for you. You have to have.
I will be here.
You have to have a genie come in and add.
It's not. There's just. I mean, it's something just to shake it up here, just a little bit. That's all. I thought it would be fun.
We've been here a month.
Exactly.
Okay, well, I tell you what. Why don't you go back to Fairfax and sit at the microphone at Fairfax.
Hey, don't give me that crap. I drive longer than anybody that gets here every day, and I thought it would be funny, and now you're getting serious on my ass, and don't do that.
Well, I'm not really getting serious on your ass.
I mean, I'm...
The part of me that's getting serious on your ass is, okay, Barber Day, okay, but if it's off the air...
Barber Day, seriously?
Seriously.
Funny. I could give a rat's ass about Barber Day. I could give a rat's ass. I thought it was a funny topic, and it would be funny to talk about if somebody came in and did it. It would be funny. That's what I was talking about. Funny. That's it. That's it. Not pompous, not anything. Funny. Stupid, silly. You've gotten your hair cut on the air before?
It was when he did it. It took two
seconds. You've gotten your hair cut by professionals on the air before.
Dean Banowet, the guy from American Idol.
Oh, that was that show.
And you've gotten it from other people. In the 20 years we've worked together, you've gotten your hair cut on the air more than I have.
Well, those are moments I regret.
So you're going to distance yourself from that?
If I could turn back time, I would say I have no recollection of ever having gotten my hair cut on the air.
If I want to go back, and then you say, if I want to go back to Fairfax?
Well, when you said you have to shake it up because we've been here a month, you said, exactly. It's like,
you know what? Seriously. In this place, it's like the first day I came in here. The whole idea of the fact that we have this entire playhouse to ourselves and we can do whatever we want. The answer is yes. Shaking up, doing stuff that we would never... You know what? Because everything else that we used to
do...
Seriously, everything else at the other place... Tell me if I'm wrong about this. Everything else at the other place used to be... What if I wanted to do that? We'd have to run it through 15 different people.
All right, what the hell? I mean, if you want to have your barber day, I don't want to argue with you. I'll endorse your barber day.
I'm not being pompous about it. I could really care less about it. It's convenient, but it's not me, you know.
Okay.
I've been getting my hair cut, you know, traveling all over and doing normal.
I certainly do pompous things as well. I mean, Jesus Christ, you could call me on that. I'm begging for a haircuttery card.
But see, that's the thing. It's just that it was the subject. It came up. And then
let's have your barber day. Have your barber day.
Thank you. And I thought it sounded funny. That's why I was talking.
Have
about
your
it.
Barber day, Mike.
Go back to Fairfax. That hurt. That really, really hurt. It.
John?
Yes.
Disregard it. I'm kidding. Make it happen.
All right. Now it's
make it happen.
It's really it's now it's just
Mike, it's not
too
ruined. It's not ruined. It's not
too much. Now I feel as though I've upset the apple cart.
No, and
I got defensive when you said, well, I said go back to Fairfax because that's like a slap in my face. He's like, I said, we've only been here a month. He's like, exactly. Like, okay, what's so great about the other place as opposed to this place?
No, what it is, I think, you know, the fact that we would have to go through 6 levels of management to even, you know, to even bring a birthday cake into a place like this. And you know, now we...
There's no one.
Okay.
Because we can do whatever.
You know, when I came in the first day, this is a follow-up to this. The day of the receptionist, when I came in that way, we don't need a receptionist here. We have no need for a receptionist here. We really don't. But the fact is, it was just like, we can do whatever we want.
Okay.
Your attraction to this move is what's in front of you. The state of the art equipment.
That's right.
And the fact that you don't have to deal with any management. Mine is kind of a little different perspective that we can come in here and we can just, you know, do whatever we want.
You.
We have people coming and going and make it almost like the old days of radio, when it was goofy.
I'm sorry I said go back to Fairfax.
Thank you.
Have your barber day. Have fun with it.
I mean, imagine how horrible.
Run with it. Run with it.
Imagine how horrible that would be if I went back to Fairfax.
For me,
I'd be the only one there.
Sitting in a room by yourself.
Jesus Christ.
You'd be like Leah.
Now, if you want to put a microphone in my bedroom, then we can talk.
Okay, well, then we're buds.
Now, that's pompous.
And you will get your barber day.
Everybody, not me, everybody else that wants it.
But can we at least call it Mike O'Mara's barber day?
Well, you bet your ass you can. Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Okay.
And you're still, you know, even though both of you and Rob have said you're not interested, you know, if you come in and you just got, you know, what if you want just a little shave?
Right.
With a straight razor.
Just because we can. So when are you going to make this happen, Tex?
I'd like to do it next Wednesday. I mean, I just got a haircut last week.
Uh-huh.
I'd love to have a little trim. I'd love to have a little trim next Wednesday. Or any day next week that's convenient, John.
John,
you know?
I got a girl who's like, she sent me 4 emails. She's dying to do it.
Hold on, when's our Elvis death show?
That's Wednesday.
How about any day except Wednesday?
It doesn't matter. Well, it's not going to be on the air, though.
You know, that's true.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with the show.
Elvis had his own barber, Larry Geller, so it sort of fits.
Okay, thank you. The only thing...
Kong! The eighth wonder of the world!
The only way it'll affect the show is we'll, of course, talk about Barber Day. Other than that, forget it. It won't be happening on the air. And really, from that standpoint, it's not interfering with the show at all.
There's one other way it'll affect
the show.
Is that everyone is going to look great.
Fabulous.
Except you and me.
Hey, I think we already look great.
There you go.
Amen. You're right, Baldy.
What if you don't find your gold card by then?
Thanks, Shaggy.
Maybe it'll even be convenient for you.
I'd rather be known as Shaggy than Baldy.
And how about this? Just a moment ago, Mike was talking about how fast my hair grows.
Well, you know what? I think both of you...
I think he was making a joke there, Chia Pat.
I don't care about this attack that I've endured here. I am going to tell you that on Barber Day, on Mike O'Mara's Barber Day, you both are cordially invited to change your minds. And I invite you both to come up to the temporary salon that's at the top of the stairs.
Mike's spa.
And is there enough room up there to set up a
yes,
like a chair?
We've got tons of room up there.
Yeah. It'll
tons
be perfect.
Of room upstairs.
You can put it on the dance floor as you enter your office.
Mm-hmm. I guess they couldn't do a shampoo up there, though, could they?
No.
No, we only have one spigot.
And a garden hose. That's a shame.
You could cut in the bathroom.
Well, there's room in the bathroom.
Room. You could put a barber chair in there.
Yeah.
Shame.
What, the barber day?
No, that we won't be able to get our hair shampooed.
Well, you know, if you want the whole thing shampooed, cut in a blow dry.
Otherwise, it's going to itch in your collar the rest of the
day. Okay, well, happy barber day.
Thank you.
And, if, you know, really, if you were any kind of a producer, what you would do to try to tie this together is try to get, like, either Rondé Barber or Tiki Barber to actually at least get them on the phone to at least say...
Or Barbaro.
Yeah, you get Barbaro on the phone, and I swear to God, I'll never play a King Kong tape again. You get Barbaro on the phone to say...
Well, he can do that with any horse.
Noble Johnson.
How the hell are we going to tell the difference between them?
Between who?
Barbaro.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the barbers.
Now, you can go down to Pimlico and just walk down the stables and just mic them, and they go...
Because, you know, Rondé and Tiki Barber are identical twins.
Are they still playing?
Yes.
They're still in the NFL.
Yes. Tiki plays for the Giants, and Rondé just signed a big contract with Tampa Bay.
Happy Barber Day.
So make that happen.
You got it.
Come on. Do your job, Kong.
And we got the ladies, so we're all set for next Wednesday.
Excuse moi.
And watch me be late.
That
is true.
Because seriously, you know what you
said? 100% lock.
That is the one where...
That's my lock of the year.
I come walking in like super late and forget Barber Day.
Oops.
Now that could happen.
And that was almost like a haircutting joke. Lock of the year.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Like one of those guys on Sunday morning.
I like the Chiefs this weekend against the Broncos, but my lock of the week is Mike O'Mara will not be in on time for Barber Day. Call my number right now. 1-888 bet on Mike.
God, I hope nothing comes up.
I really do.
Because you know,
if there's a grease fire at your restaurant, you know what's going to happen.
Look around, Kevin.
If you guys run
I walk in and go, hey, it's Barber Day. I don't give a damn.
That'll be the truth.
I don't know. It's going to be fun, I think. And I just hope you guys, you know, somehow still stay shaggy and come in and enjoy.
I'll work it up for you, Mike. It's important to you.
I'll stop by. And we'll sing. We'll sing in a quartet.
Thanks so much.
You're my buddy.
I appreciate it. Right back at you. I appreciate it.
See you in Fairfax.
All right, let's break.
All right. It's been 1 hour.
Got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Paul, I have to talk to you.
I'm very busy.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I am sorry. Just listen to me. This is important. I asked Phil to write some patter for the debut of Hank's Hot Potato, but I hardly think he has captured the spirit of fun with this kind of dialogue. I'm sure everyone here loves the old game Hot Potato, but I'll bet you're going to like it even more when I tell you that I just pulled this potato right out of my big fat ass. Here, catch. Then the audience in unison shouts, "Hey now, Hank, go f*** yourself." I mean, the audience isn't even supposed to have lines.
The Don and Mike Show. Vintage goodness.
Right.
It's the best of Don and Mike.
Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike returning on Monday, the day after Easter, and we're all happy for that, right? I'm your host, Legendary Joe Archer, with you on this fine Friday afternoon. Let's get right back into it. Now, if you've been listening a couple of days ago, Mike and Carla had baby talk. Not meaning that they talked to each other like they were babies, but they talked about Carla wanting a baby. And it's reared its ugly head again right now on the best of Don and Mike.
Oh, let me say hi to my girlfriend who's listening to the show.
Ah.
Look over there. Where?
Called to say that, not that it matters, my dog snapped first, I guess. And my dog snapped first months ago.
And that's what traumatized her dog.
So she believes. So, anyway. Hi, sweetie. Change the channel, please.
Is that something you had to clear up?
What do you mean?
You felt it necessary to clean that little detail up before you went on with the show?
She's a very nice, sweet woman who obviously I feel affection towards and is wonderful towards me. During the break, the hotline rang, you know, and she's not busting my balls. Right. She's like, hi, you know, she's half kidding. She said, you know, really, you forgot to mention that your dog, you know, snapped at my dog. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay. And then she said, you know, we're getting a hell of a thunderstorm right now.
Yes, we are.
At least it's passing through the D.C. area.
Yes.
And, you know, just because she hasn't done enough for me already. You know, I mentioned, you know, all the shopping and all the cooking and all the crap that she's done. I'm just eternally appreciative of,
right.
You know. She said, do you want me to go over to your house and make sure the dogs are okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because my dog likes just diarrhea city when it thunders and lightning outside. I said, no, don't worry about it. Besides, I don't have any of the doggy downers. I got to call the vet. She said, I'll go to the vet.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'll go to the vet. And it's like...
She's wonderful that way.
I know, but I said, really, you don't have to do it. And then she said, well, okay. I'm like, what? Why? Are you mad? No, I'm not mad. I said, were you or were you not in a car wreck today? And didn't you wreck like your new car? Yes.
She still wants to take care of you.
I said, didn't you have to go through all that crap to get like the replacement? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, well then if I got to clean up dog ass, I'll clean up dog ass. And then she said, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, that was nice that she did that.
Yes, I am not complaining. At least she ain't asking me for a baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I, too, had a discussion with my lady during one of the commercials.
I was simply baiting you, my friend.
I had a...
I was baiting you, hoping that she had talked to you.
I spoke with her. Well, I spoke with her immediately after we had that
discussion. Oh, I didn't even know that.
And she had not listened. And she... I kind of recapped what was said, and you know, talked about the fact that we discussed that. Maybe she's listening right now, and that it was respectful. That's the word that I used to discuss it. It was kind of respectful. That's it. I don't mean kind of respectful. It was respectful.
Absolutely.
It was kind of respectful. And it's still, and when you bring that up, it also makes me think about it all over again.
That's why you brought it up.
Yeah, no, it does. It makes me think about it all over again.
Well, you took your pill. You should be okay now.
Yeah. I am fine all right right now, but I mean, it's just, you know, you think about it again, and it does make, you know, what did Robert say? Gets the blood up a little bit? It does get the blood up a little bit, and but we had a discussion, and everything is fine on that front,
well,
too.
Good. Good.
Yeah. Good. Very, very good.
Good.
Everything fine on your front, too?
Yeah.
Me too.
What do you mean?
See, because you pause like that. You set me up. You pause.
I only pause.
That's the cheat.
I only pause.
I'm going to do it to you sometime.
No, okay, sometime when I really got my teeth in a ringer, go ahead.
I don't have my teeth in a ringer.
But your situation is much juicier than mine.
It is juicier.
You're talking about having a kid or not.
It is juicier.
With a woman that you've been involved with for 2.5 years. I'm talking about a girlfriend I've
juicier.
Had for 6 months.
Right.
You know, who at this point, the biggest problem I have with her is, like, stop doing stuff for me.
Nice stuff.
All right. See? I'm just doing that just as an example to see how you feel.
It doesn't make me feel bad, because I know...
I know it doesn't make you feel bad. I'm doing that for purposes of illustration. That's what I'm doing it for. Like, I could do that when you say anything, and it's just a difficult spot to be in, all right? Say anything, and I'll give you the example of it, okay? Just say something randomly.
Mike wants to have a baby.
You are an ass. Not that. What? Say something like about you.
I want Mike to have a baby.
Forget it. You know what? He's a master. He's a master, and there's nothing. This is like this is like in Kill Bill Volume 2 when Uma Thurman goes to the great master up there. I don't have a chance. I don't have a chance.
What do you mean you don't have a chance?
I was just trying to give you an example, you know, of anything you would say.
Okay.
he's not going to give this to me. He's not. He won't do it.
Mike doesn't use protection.
Right. Sure. Forget it.
But you don't.
Forget it. But you don't. God.
You don't.
God, why me?
Why
I know you?
You
want me. You like this when I do this. You do, right? You enjoy this.
Yes.
It's hard.
After 20 years. Oh, come on. I'm giving you help. Oh, come on.
A little more help.
The real you. What?
More help, please.
What? I got to hold your hand more? Come on. You're doing good.
I know I'm doing fine. I'm doing the work. I'm baby stepping.
Yes, you are.
I'm trying.
Eventually, let's get Carla on the air.
You know,
that's how we really get things.
Yeah, I know.
That's how we really get to the bottom of things.
I don't know whether we're ready for that just yet.
2.5 years. Hell, I've dated my girlfriend 6 months. I put her on the air.
Well, that's your thing. That's you like to do that with your family members. I don't put people on the air. I don't. I like to control that aspect. I will never go there. I will never have my kids on the air. I will never have my women in my life on the air. My choice. That, my friend, is what you bring to the table, and I do not. That has been that way for 20 years. That will not change.
I'm not saying we should bring
that
children on here.
I didn't say that.
Because we've got Rob's children to use.
Did you hear what I said?
Sure. And Rob, thank you for allowing your children to enter show as I did mine.
And thank you for offering them that.
All right. And I apologize for letting you down on that score.
Mike, it's simply because...
I'm very sorry that I did not do that.
I didn't want to hurt Rob's feelings.
I know.
Okay, can I just...
Yes.
Okay, would you leave the room for a second?
Oh, you're asking him to win it.
For a second.
Well, there's a monitor outside. Yes, what?
I can't help it. Your children, simply at this point, are more talented than Rob's. And would bring more to the table.
That's nice. I like that.
You know, I'm sure his will grow into the seasoned performers that your girls have become in real life.
Well, you know what? With the kids, with my kids, they...
Rob, come on back
Come on back in, Rob. Don't give me a dirty look, please. My kids are at that age.
What,
Robert?
What?
Is very strong.
That's always his answer, Robert. Although, you know what? Your big joke is that Robert is strong and Julia is smart.
Very smart,
right.
Yes.
You know, Rob was actually very sweet. Sent me a Father's Day card from Robert, my godson.
Right.
And then I also got a separate postcard from Julia, which she had obviously written herself.
Yeah.
Very nice, to Uncle Don.
Uh-huh.
I love you. It's funny. It says, I love you. This is Julia.
Right. Ah. That's delightful.
Nice. Julia speaking.
And Mommy, I guess, got mad when she screwed up the address.
Mommy has a lot of stuff to discuss.
Well,
my kids are at the age right now, both, well, Catherine just turned 11, where they're becoming a little more aware, really. Mm-hmm. In fact, a lot more aware of what's, what goes on here.
Well, anytime, Mike. I mean, I respect
you. Well, I'm not going to change something I've never done.
I respect your privacy.
Sure.
You know? I mean, if you're kids, that's, you know, that's one thing. But with Carla, you know, hey, you want it? I'm always for it.
I know you are.
I'm always up for it.
I know.
At least you can.
At least you can what?
Have kids. Something I can't do.
What? What was that? I'm sorry. I just wasn't sure. I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
No, no.
I'm not sure what you were saying. What?
I'm just saying at least you can have children, unlike me.
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
I can't even... I wanted to just get one of my children on the air to just show that it's not a big deal.
But, oh, it's not a big deal.
But mine are...
I just choose not to.
Mine are now so grown, frankly, to drag them out in front of you, they can't perform like Rob's can.
Right.
But I mean...
Rob has trained his children to be performers much better than I have.
Rob's kids are beautiful performers.
I love my daughter's
Robert's
death, but I, you know...
stand-up slays me. I'm not talking about Robert Mellon. I'm talking about Robert Spiewak the III.
I'd let you call them right now, but it's after 6 on the East Coast. Julia's in tap. Robert's at the writer's meeting.
Oh, we gotta go to Buzz.
Come on and buzz a little, sing a little, sing a little, buzz.
See if we can get somebody totally objective here.
Right.
I'll try my daughter. Not a chance she listens to the show, even knows what's going on. Hello, Josh?
Oh. But I was a little frustrated that my girlfriend wasn't listening when we were having that discussion earlier.
Hello?
Because that was part of the stress.
Hey, sweetie pie.
Hey.
Hey, we're on the radio. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Because you don't listen to the show because you're in Minneapolis. Do you think Mike should have a baby with his girlfriend, Carla?
I'm glad that amuses you. I'm glad you find a big laugh from that.
No, I just know that you like to go out and have fun and stuff, and having a baby will end that, like, instantly.
See, and Mike, hear the sound in the background?
Mm-hmm.
That's the, well, you know the sound.
It's like music.
That's the sound.
And I haven't slept all night in, like, 4 years.
You think that Mike should put his girlfriend on the radio sometimes?
Sure.
Because, you know, he used to put Frito on all the time.
Wife,
and for God's sake, here I'm trotting you out now.
Right.
And listen to that scene. That's the scene that's coming to my house this weekend.
Yeah.
All of them.
You're going to be surrounded with kids.
Yes, they're all going to just be put in one big box. And put
maybe that's what we should do. We should have Mike come babysit all of mine, and then we'll see if he wants to have one.
Well, I've had two, so I do have experience with kids.
Mike are all like 4 and under, though, so they're kind of all needy stuff.
No, and I do remember the way that was. And I will take that under advisement.
All right, well, listen, it sounds like a happy scene there.
Sounds like everybody's having a good time.
I just wanted to show Mike how liberating it is to call your family on the air. All right, I hope you're doing okay. I'll talk to you later. I love you.
Amy, lots of sugary snacks before you bring them to Grandpa's house.
And lots of Coke and Mountain Dew.
Yeah, Pop-Tarts, right. Pop-Tarts on the plane.
All right, bye. Bye, sweetheart.
Bye.
Liberating.
There you go. Yeah, I think it is.
Liberating.
I think
I've done a lot of liberating. A lot more liberating than I used to do.
Don and Mike, go to break and go to traffic.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Becoming a father, huh?
Yeah.
We've been waiting over 3 years.
Really?
Oh, yeah. How about you?
About a month.
A month? That's all?
Well, I'm something of a famous radio personality. I guess that greased the wheels a little.
Bill's a plumber.
Hey, my name's Bill, too. Well, we have a lot in common. Yeah, sure we do.
Armed with only their wits and their guns, Don and Mike.
Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Arndt, with you on this fine, fine Friday afternoon.
And it is chilly, and it is windy.
Yes, it is, but it's Easter weekend. I hope you all have a good Easter weekend. Anyway, let's get back into the best of Don and Mike. Now, Don's been needling Mike about a baby and Carla wanting a baby. And if there's anything that Don does great, it's needle Mike. It's the best of Don and Mike.
I want to ask you about the baby thing, of course, Mike.
Well, she said last night, we had a discussion. I said, would you ever want to be on the air? And she said, no, she wouldn't want to be on the air. And then she said, well, maybe, but not if you talk to me. I said, what are you talking about? Oh, she said, if Don talked to me, that would be okay. This is the wild card of wild cards. Now, I don't know whether she's serious about this or not.
No surprise to me.
Yeah. That one was...
feel more comfortable.
Because she immediately said it. The response I expected was from Carla was, no, I really don't think I want to talk on the radio. I don't want to be on the radio. And then, well... maybe, but not if you talk to me. I said, what the hell do you mean, not if I talk to you? She said, well, I'd feel too much pressure if you talk to me.
Right, I get that.
So I guess that Uncle Donnie, you know, has the... And I said, oh, you don't know what you're doing. No, I didn't say that to her. I just said, whatever. And then we went to see Rachel Ray at the Kennedy Center. So that was it. But that was what she seriously said that to me in the car on the way downtown last night. That's what she said. And I never really brought it up again. And I wasn't going to bring it up unless you asked about it.
What about the BABY?
We didn't talk about that. I talked about the fact that I had mentioned our discussion on the radio, and we have moved by it now, and we are back to where we were, which is enjoying each other's company in a very close and loving relationship. And, you know, because I was thinking about it myself, I can't say what she's thinking. I can only say what I'm thinking, and it just... we had one of those kinds of nights where there wasn't any tension and we just enjoyed each other's company.
Sure.
And, you know, I got up this morning and she'd done like a million different things in the house before she went to work at 7:30 in the morning, and I was feeling very nurtured and taken care of. So I'm back to where I started again. I don't know what the hell's going on.
You know all she wants.
It's a drag.
What's that, baby?
Well, let me put it to you this way.
I don't mean that's all she wants.
Right.
Excuse me. I didn't mean it like that.
No, I think she does. I think it's not something where it's being... it's not like I come, you know, down to the breakfast table and immediately I am lambasted with baby talk. It's not like that.
Oh, you don't get the love talk?
Well, you mean like any dream?
Oh, baby.
I meant talk of the baby.
I understand what you're saying.
But I talk... that's how I speak to her. At all times, I'm like, you know, I'll come home and I'll say... oh, baby, did you make me... no, I can't even do that. I can't
oh,
even
baby.
Fake doing that.
Great,
great.
Oh, baby, you made me my favorite... oh, baby.
It's very...
baby.
Surprisingly, even after yesterday's discussion on the air, things are very, very good right now.
That's great.
Very good. Looking forward to a little break where she's going to come up with my family and... you know, who knows? Maybe with the right amount of Irish whiskey sitting around the table of Irish people up in the state of Maine, the great state of Maine.
Might make a young girl's dreams come true?
No, maybe I was just going to say the subject might come up. I'd love to get everybody else's input. I have a relative that has had a child very late.
Why don't you ask your mom?
I will. I could ask my mom.
I'm serious.
I could ask my mom tomorrow, you know. I could ask my mom. She would probably say, probably not at this stage. She'd be kind of like you.
Mm-hmm.
She'd look at that thing you said yesterday about 20 years. Do I want that for 20 years? There was one other wrinkle that I thought about after you had that discussion.
What's that?
I don't want to come across as insensitive or callous or...
That's impossible.
My regular,
you're
sensitive
Mike Domera
guy. The guy that thinks about others all the time.
That's you, Mike. All the way.
So you might think this is a little out of character. But what I was thinking of is, you know... I really don't want this to come out the wrong way, but it's going to. She has Beluga, the little pug dog that we have.
Right.
And she takes care of this dog. She wanted a dog, 2 years ago? I guess we got this dog a long time ago. And she also wanted me to point out that it's been well over 2.5 years that we've been together.
Well
so
over.
A, you know, well over 2.5. Thank you, Rob. She does everything for the dog. I basically tolerate the dog.
Right.
I hang out. I'll pet the dog. I'll be nice to the dog. I'll have good moments with the dog. And I was just thinking that, you know, in the event that a child was in the works, I would kind of like, even
the
though I don't
have
his,
to go.
No, the dog wouldn't have to go. But I would kind of go with what I believe would be the Donald Trump philosophy of child interaction.
Which is one.
Well, Don had said yesterday that you know, if I had another kid, I'd want to do more than I did with my kids.
I would imagine you would.
But you're thinking...
I'm thinking perhaps the opposite.
You want to do less.
Do less. You know, just to be there because, you know, and then perhaps, I don't know, find a young friend in the neighborhood that, you know, a more vital man at the time.
Uh-huh.
You know, when the child becomes like a teenager,
right?
I will probably be, you know, I think my age is a little more advanced than the average person my age. I think that I'm a little more decrepit. So by that time, you know, I'm going to need somebody to pitch in and help.
Hire a mammy.
So I think I could really just be the good kind of bounce on the knee kind of, hey, how are you? You know, hey, meant to be seen, not heard, you know, that type of thing. Who knows? There are a lot of things due to these 2 days of discussions that have been whirling around in my mind.
Sure.
And I'm not quite sure. And you know what you do? You never do this to me at any other time. But you know what he does, ladies and gentlemen? He completely stops talking. When Don will tell a story, I whatever his you know, life brings him, I will be over here going, mm-hmm, really? How does that work? Having kind of a dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm talking about my life.
I do not want to interrupt.
Well, then I won't interrupt you ever again.
Well, because, frankly, it's like walking through a minefield with you.
How is it like walking through a minefield?
Because I don't know if I say something to maybe pepper the conversation along. You might take it the wrong way, like you do with your daughter.
Let's get this straight. In front of everybody, publicly on the air.
Okay.
You and I have worked how long together? Over 20 years.
Over 20 years.
We have been through a tremendous amount together,
sure,
and the fact is that we are friends as well as business partners and radio partners. You may say something that rubs me the wrong way, but I've said things that have rubbed you the wrong way,
right,
and we might as well have a dialogue.
Okay, here we go.
All right, go ahead. Let me have it. I'm prepared. There's the one. He took his glasses off.
Yeah,
now I know I'm in trouble.
You're not in trouble, and I can hear you. I can hear the bottle.
I took a swig because I was waiting. What? Go ahead. Go ahead. Incidentally, I'm free. I'm free today. Okay.
What do you mean you're free today?
I'm medication free today. I'm able to have this dialogue without.
Yeah.
Yesterday, for some particular reason, I got all kind of worked up. Today, I'm a little more at ease with it.
Okay. I hesitate to say anything because if I tell you what I really think, I don't know if you want me to say it on the radio or not. Not that I'm just going to say anything bad
about
you or anybody else.
Okay.
This is why it's a minefield.
I look at you and I say this, if I look at you when you start and I say, I would rather you not say that. Well, that will not be me being mad. That will just be me respectfully asking you not to go down that angle.
Seems to me you've had discussions, obviously, not just on the radio, you've had real-life discussions with Carla.
Yes.
And when you want to talk about this, what I wanted to do is step back.
Yes.
So that really you could say what you wanted to say without me dicking around.
I kind of was going over what I said yesterday.
Understand, and
we didn't really dwell on it last night at all.
Same thought that I had yesterday. You know? I mean, just my gut feeling. She wants it.
Yes.
She wants it.
Right.
And I know you love her.
Yes.
I think you should.
Wow. What?
See, you're going to. No, because I'm going to slug a dick.
No, go ahead.
You should say to her, listen, you are the way you are. You've had kids. You're trying your best to raise the kids that you got now.
Right.
You got issues with your own kids. This is just my take on it. You've got issues with your own kids. God knows how you would do
with these. I haven't probably put it that way, but I've certainly alluded to that.
You know, I
haven't exactly put it that way.
I don't mean bad issues.
No,
you know what I mean? I just, you know, you've got problems with the separation already between, you know, that's because your ex-wife lives with them and you get them every other week. And,
right.
And you're kind of nutty about that.
Right,
and also, let's be honest. I mean, not busting balls. You're over 20 years older than she is.
Right.
You're different spots in life. I mean, it's got to be, honey, you love me because I'm Big Papa and I'm going to be here for you. We have a great life together. But if you're looking for, you know, the baby maker, don't think so. I mean, I don't want to say something like run like hell because that's not.
No. We've been together too long where I have to worry about that. I have said what I haven't done is put what you're doing. The only thing you're doing, the only place we differ on this is that, and I know you might find this hard to believe, but really, the only thing I really cannot do, because this particular relationship, I think we have a lot more to go. We have a lot more time to spend with each other to find our way a little bit. And sometimes it takes people longer. I mean, God, there are people that. I agree with everything you said. I'm feeling all of those things. What I am not feeling is that as time goes on, if we grow together more and more and we get along better and better, I'm not sure that the feelings I have for her will make me want to do something that she wants to do. And that's why I can't, and in all honesty, hold I on, can't look her and say, look at her and say, is this, you know, an absolute, total, no way, never, no how? I can't do that to myself.
Why?
I can't do that because I don't feel that way. I don't really feel that way.
Then knock,
I feel
then not to be a crude, then knock her up.
Then do it.
I mean,
I'm not ready. Just like in any other relationship,
well,
I'm
then,
not ready for
then,
a kid
then,
right now.
Well, then I would put it to her like that. But I mean, but
that's
what you,
the way I have.
But here's the thing, though. You're almost like that movie with Jim Carrey. She's got to be thinking. So you're telling me there's a chance?
Sure.
Because you've more than just said the door's open.
No, she's actually not thinking that, I think. In fact, she articulated that to me the other night. But, you know, no, I think I know where you are. I think she, deep down inside, probably thinks that I don't want this and I never want this. And I don't know. But the fact is, for what it is, it's not at a stage right now where it is a complete deal breaker in the relationship. Hey, we're still together. You know, I mean, I'm not ready to say, you know, I don't want you in my life anymore. She's not ready to say that she doesn't want me in her life. It is a difficult situation that I have never in my life been this honest
okay.
on the radio
okay,
about.
Okay, then here you go. And I really can say this to you honestly about myself as a father.
Yes.
With the first one, married at 18, divorced at 18 and a half, as is well documented, although I paid all the money, I did a bad job. I will account for that.
Right.
You know, it took over 26 years for us to finally come together. Now, I learned that lesson the hard way, and with Bart, I did everything.
You sure did. I was there.
Every
I saw that.
Goddamn thing. I mean, the one thing that I got
to witness. I witnessed that.
One thing I can say with a clear conscience is I was a good father.
You were there.
Now, going into this.
Yes.
I know I've said this to you before.
Yeah.
But if you had another one, let's say you had another one now while you're still young. Let's say you had another one now while you're still young.
My father had me when he was 44 years old.
Hold on.
For that, just in case we're counting ages. But that was also, you know.
But hold on, right. That was then, this
that
is
was,
now.
Yeah.
That was then and this is now.
Well, it's much more unusual then, actually.
Well, what I mean is that you can't do now what our parents did. Well, I mean, you could, but
sure.
you couldn't just park the kid in front of the TV or just open the back door and say to the kid, come home when the street lights come on.
My sister and I were laughing the other night whether we were going to go to a non-smoking area because we used to sit in the back of the station wagon with the windows roll up while my parents smoked Kent.
Hold on, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you had another kid.
Yes.
And you thought, God damn it, this time, like I did with Bart, I'm going to do everything right.
Don't have that. I don't, with all the guilt that I was talking about, I don't have that. Because really, under the circumstances, I'm the best father that I can
right.
be. Right. So I don't have that real yeah.
but even,
feeling.
Okay.
Outside of the fact that I'm divorced.
Even if you did it, let's say, just at 50%.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea? I know you must remember this from your girls. Do you have any idea how your freaking life totally changes? The baby up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you can't go anywhere, you can't do nothing, you can't go out to eat,
yeah.
you gotta go, and this is before they can even like eat solid food. I mean, you're talking about years, Jack. You're talking about 2 years of living inside a lot. You know what it is? It's the movie Misery with a nice woman and a nice baby. That's what it is. I lived it. And then you get past that. Oh, my God. Hold on. Look at the lifestyle you lead
mm-hmm.
already. You missed a restaurateur. You're out. What are you going to do the first time that's like, uh-oh, Mikey Jr. doesn't feel good tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Or Mikey Jr. needs you to go play a little league with him, right?
Yeah.
You know, and you just say, boy, goddamn, this is a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're not up for it.
Well, I certainly thought that. I mean, I don't know. I really don't. Got it. I mean, I've been there. I know exactly what you're talking about, so I know what you're talking about. I have that experience. I know what it is. I know what that is, and that does contribute to the way I think. With that said, though, I'm right back to where I was before because of, you know, the way I feel about this person.
Hold on. So that's a good...
But I will tell you...
Do you want to have a baby because you want to have a baby or because she wants to have a baby? Let's take Carla out of it.
I have told you that at this point in my life, I do not want to have another child. I don't. Right now. I told you also that am I prepared to say that I will never want another child? I am not. So I can't answer that question because I'm not there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I would say to you that if the time comes that, you know, that changed, and I don't know whether it would or it wouldn't, I would, of course, want to do it. I would not. I certainly don't think you can take it that way. You can't. I take the responsibility seriously enough where you bring somebody into this world, you both have to have, you know, there's right. got to be a part of me that says, you know, and if that changes because, you know, I feel for this person because we've been together for this amount of time and we're going to stay together. This person wants to be with me. If it got to that point, of course, that would change. Where is it right now? It's right where I told you it is. So, and believe me, I mean, all those thoughts play into it. All those thoughts play into that. And it is, you know what? It's unfortunate because it's complicated. It's not simple. But do you know any relationship, especially any relationship with children that's not complicated?
It would be good if you could do it while we were still working together.
Hey! Yeah. I know.
Like in the next 2 years, that would be outstanding.
You know, and strangely, you say something like that, and my dedication to this job. You know, I put my feet up, and I get here late, and I do all that, but I think you will agree that I am somewhat dedicated to my job. Yeah. I do care about my job. Totally. And there's a little part of me when you say that, you know, it just makes me want to just run home tonight and go, be a trooper. Do what, you know, one for the Gipper right yeah. there. You know?
Sure. I
don't know. It's where it is. I will certainly tell you, you know, give you progress reports and let you know where I stand with that. But as I said, she knows everything I talked about on the radio. She knows how I feel about her.
Well, if she's listening. Mm-hmm. Hi, Carla. This is Don, the one that you want to talk to.
Right.
Yeah, he'll do it.
Yeah. Well, you think I'll do it?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Game, set, match. You know what I mean? Yeah. Double crown him. You know, do the triple checker thing. You got him.
I have no idea.
You got him.
Well, she's got me. I mean, I haven't gone anywhere. I mean, we've been together a long time.
You know
time,
what I mean.
Right?
You know.
You sure about that?
Hey, listen.
You think you know me, do you?
The person I'm talking about, I'm looking at right now, and he's not saying to me, no way.
I'm not ready to say no way. Exactly. I wouldn't. I don't.
What I'm saying.
She wins. Right. If you care about somebody right. and somebody thinks, you know, cares about you enough to want that, I mean, how can you be? I can't be a dick about it. I can't. I don't want to be a dick about it.
Mike, think about the millions of women that would love to have your child. Think about it.
Good for that.
Think about that seed, how important that seed is, for goodness sakes.
You know,
there are starving women over in Ethiopia that would die for some of that seed.
You know, when I write my book, which will have nothing to do with radio at all, it'll have everything to do with relationships. And because at some point, I'm going to try to figure out how to get through all of this stuff and take the things I've been through and actually try to learn from them. Right now, it's true. I also feel like, you know, you talk about the lifestyle, that the lifestyle. I also believe that has a shelf life as well. I think that there are two roads you can take at this stage in a person's life. You can either keep doing the way I'm doing it and
sounds
the way I've been doing
like
it the last 2 years.
Sounds to me, excuse me,
like I want to be a home buddy?
Like you are rationalizing this.
No! I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth.
So you're ready to slow down?
No.
But at some point you'll
have to. At some point I think I'm going to have to. I've said that to Buzz. I've talked to Buzz about that many, many times. I'll give you an example. Buzz comes out with me last Thursday night, all right? Mm-hmm. Buzz packs it in at whatever, 11 yeah. o'clock at night. You know what I'm doing at 11 o'clock? You know what I call 11 o'clock at night?
I know.
I call it happy hour.
I know.
So at some, but seriously, the realities of it, there are two ways you go. At a certain point, if you don't slow down, you're not going to be like the guy that's, hey, you know, fun. And you're going to turn into that guy that's living in a refrigerator box. Do you know what I'm talking about? You're going to talk about, you're going to turn into the guy that's in Groundhog Day.
When are you going to make the turn?
Not for many moons. But I will if I find you have to. Back off.
How long do you think you are until you have to
How long
that?
Do you think in my prime do I think? I think I got another good solid 10 years of
really?
This wonderful lifestyle.
Wow.
10 more years of
10
hard
more
living.
Years, then I'm going to slow down.
You go, Mike.
10 more years of hard living. You know, you look at some, there's some models that I've looked at, you know, some role models that I can look at. Richard Burton, for example. You know, wonderful, talented people that, you know, they died young, but yeah. Boy, did they have a life.
Okay, well, we got to do a timeout here. I'm glad we had this time together, Mike. Let's meet next Tuesday at about 3.
You know, when you get me going like this, that clock
on
the wall.
I didn't get you going. One simple question.
Yeah.
You know, how's about a baby?
When you get me going,
that's all I have for you. How's about a baby?
It's amazing. Well, you've probably already known this. That, you know, when you talk about yourself, the time really flies. Really do.
I cannot relate.
Yeah. Joe, good old Joe, my old friend Joe. And incidentally, I think that Joe relationship is well on the road to repair because he came in and he said, "You are a foppish bon vivant." That came from Hardinger.
Yes.
Don and Mike show, get a break.
This is the Don and Mike show.
I want you to remember that no bastard ever won war by dying for his country. You won it by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country.
The Don and Mike Show.
Expertly aged like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. I love that patent part. I'm going to send that patent tape. I'll send that out to my friend Peter. We've been debating the war lately, and I love listening to Patton when I'm talking about the war. And anyway, go USA. And also, don't forget, WJFK is giving away a trip for two to Tokyo, Japan for the world premiere of Spider-Man 3. Go to WJFK.com now. Click the Spider-Man 3 logo to get the web word of the day. Listen to your cue to call. 10th caller with the web word qualifies for the trip. And I guess we're drawing the winner today because it says we'll draw a winner on Friday. That would be today. Anyway, enjoy, everybody. Enjoy your trip to Tokyo if you can win it. I'd like to win a trip to Tokyo. Hey, who am I? The legendary Joe Arnger with you on this fine Friday afternoon. Well, let's get back into the best of. Now, sometimes I forget parts of the show from 6 months or a year ago. Remember the guy who was on the internet and I guess you took votes to tell him what to do? He was the web prisoner. Dynamite had him on, and he's on the best of Dynamite right now.
Whoa, yeah. I believe that this guy could be an internet star of tomorrow today. Mm-hmm. Buzz, are you on the website right
I'm
now?
I'm there and ready.
Okay. Here's the setup before we talk to Kiernan.
Kieran Bowman.
Kieran?
Yes, it is. It's Kieran, unfortunately. Maybe they can vote to change that.
The password is self-esteem.
Now, this is a guy that lives in New Jersey. He's 35. He's a kazoo player. And he's got a website. And for the next, is it 6 months, Kevin?
Yeah,
Kieran, I'm sorry.
No, you know what? I actually prefer Kevin. Yes, for the next 6 months, I'm going to be in here.
He's going to allow people on the internet to make every decision for him, including what he's going to eat, who he sees, and what he watches on TV.
Wow.
And what I wear is, because this outfit I have on now certainly isn't my choice.
So, Kieran, this is going on right now?
This is happening. We're actually live, what do you call this, streaming? We're live streaming while I'm speaking to you.
All right, you're streaming, so did somebody approve this interview for you?
Is somebody approved of it? Well,
somebody that's on your website approved this interview. If you're letting everybody make your decision.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, they have approved of this. As a matter of fact, I'm not even sure, but and I can't verify this. But for all I know, they even took votes on whether I can do this or not.
Wow.
Now, let me see. When we were finding out about you.
Yes.
You have phobias. You're a world-class kazoo player, but you have no money.
You've never earned more than $5,000 in a year?
Yeah, you know what? You'd be surprised at the lack of gigs that a professional kazoo player can get. I mean, nothing of the lack of
group. Did you mention the most important thing, Don?
What's that? About living with mommy.
Yeah, he lives with his parents.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I do, and I can't really say I get along with them that great. You know, by the way, the kazoo thing, people actually pay me more money like to get off the stage and not play.
Who's in the room with you, Kieran?
Right now in the room with me, I have Zach, and he's what is your official title? It changes by the day. Anyway, I have Zach with me. He's sort of like a
lover,
assistant. What's that?
Lover?
No, absolutely not.
Like,
even if
son,
it was, we wouldn't discuss that.
Son, what's going? Son, do you like girls?
Do I?
Yeah.
I'm absolutely terrified of them, but I love women.
You're not a virgin, are you?
No, I'm not. I've had a couple of experiences, but they've always been sort of, I don't know, traumatic. You know, the crazy thing is when I see a beautiful woman, I'm really more interested in like, I don't know, cuddling, having her stroke my hair, having nice conversations.
It's so funny to watch this guy. You really have to, excuse me for a second there, Kieran. You have to go to Our Prisoner, O-U-R, Prisoner, PRISONER.com,
right.
Because you're going to be able to see him sitting on the couch talking to us, and you can see him nervously tapping his foot.
Yeah, the foot is going a mile. Are you a nervous guy by nature, Kieran?
I guess so. I don't really know if I guess I am. Yeah, I'm a tad nervous.
Now, how much do you want to get from people who, for instance, tell you, let's say I got together with my friends tonight, we want to say, have a double cheese pizza with anchovies on it, and we voted on that. How much do you expect to make over 6 months with people voting on every decision?
What would I expect to?
How much do you expect to make with people just voting on? Oh, and hold on, even more important.
Yeah.
Do you allow people to vote on like when you're going to go to the bathroom?
No, you know what? There are a couple things that are untainted that don't really involve voting.
Oh Jesus, Kieran! I just noticed you're a ponytail wearer, aren't you?
But yeah, absolutely. Yes, I have a long ponytail.
Yeah,
I do, and that's going to be removed. I think on the show they're going to vote that out. Biological functions aren't controlled at all by voting, and I see a psychologist a couple times a week, and that's going to be
shocker. So how do you get money out of this?
How do I get money out? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question before. At the end of this, if I go the duration, if I make the 6 months, I'm going to be rewarded a prize package, which, you know, at the end of the day is worth about half a mil.
That's not bad.
Wow. Who's behind that? Who's putting up the money for you here?
The people putting up the money.
God damn, you're a nervous Nelly.
No, he's behind us. You'll notice if you can see it closely. There's a slight delay.
Yeah, there is, but still you're nervous.
We just watched the question about the ponytail.
You just caught up with the ponytail situation. Yep. Yeah. I should move twice as fast, and then that would probably. I don't know.
But who's putting up the thing?
The parent company is BigString.com recallable email, and they're the one that's putting up the money for it. And that's they do recallable email, which is really one of the things that led to the birth of the show.
So, Kieran, one of the first things, you can't leave your house, correct, for the next 6 months if you do this thing?
I cannot leave my house. A matter of fact, I'm getting so used to being here that I almost just walked out the door like about a half hour ago. So I put little signs up on the doors reminding me, don't walk outdoor.
What if I wanted to make sure that tonight you watched the George Lopez show, which might be on your viewing schedule anyway? How many friends would it take to influence you? How many votes would you have to get saying, watch George Lopez, for you to actually do it? How does a command go from being a request to being a command?
Yeah, well, catch a piece of this. Here's what they do. They they actually have categories. So let's say there's like 7 or 8 choices. I don't know. I'm not able to view the site myself. But there's actually categories that people can vote from. I think there's an online suggestion box where people can, you know, if they have an idea for a vote, they can put it up, and that can possibly happen. But as far as what...
How does the information... I don't mean to interrupt you, Karen. How does the information get to you? How do you receive your marching orders on this website? Take us through that.
I receive my marching orders from various staff members, various people on the show. Darren Myman, who is the CEO of the company, is sort of the resident warden. So he usually comes in, or it seems like that's the pattern they're going to establish here. He's going to come in, I think, with my daily schedule, and that's going to have all the things on it that have been voted and what I have to do, what I have to wear. He's going to give me a list of what I have to eat for lunch, if I'm preparing it, if someone else is preparing it, who's going to come over to visit, who can't.
You've got
to
get involved in this. Yeah.
I get my marching orders from him. He's basically the warden.
The guy who's sitting to your right...
Yes, Zach. Good friend.
Zach, good friend.
Yes.
Does he get laid a lot?
You know what? I personally don't understand it, but I respect it. The man is absolutely unbelievably incredible with women. He seems to have a magnetism, something that's eluded me, and he seems to enjoy the company of some just mind-blowingly beautiful women.
Karen, are you hoping? Are you hoping to get any dates out of this? And if someone wanted to see you with a woman, obviously this is not a sex site, but if somebody wanted to like have you go on a date, could that be arranged through this website?
Oh, absolutely. There are women that can apply to come on the show and date me through the
website. Come on the show. What if we wanted?
But I can't imagine a woman wanting to date me. I would be amazed if a woman wanted to. What?
What if we sent you a PG-13 rated striptease show, something that you could put on the web that would have no effect. I mean, you wouldn't, you know, no nip slip. But
like a dancer who wanted to give you a lap dance, like with a bikini on.
I personally don't think I would survive such an ordeal.
But it could happen.
Me to talk to a woman who's fully clothed, but one who's gyrating and being sexy and that inviting. I really think I would probably, they would need to get oxygen in here. But to answer your question more directly, if you did that, I think that person would probably be very politely stopped at the door, and then there would be a discussion as to whether or not they would let her in. They'd probably put it up. They have things called instant votes, which are things that happen on the spur of the moment, and the internet can instantly vote whether something can happen.
Could you, listen,
so we don't ruin spontaneity.
I know we're all over the place. Could you play your kazoo for us?
No, I'd be happy to.
Very, very nice.
Thank you.
Hey, would you mind if I'll play a little St. James Infirmary Blues?
That would be delightful. And okay. Buzz has informed us that there is a 44-second delay between what we hear Karen say and the video that we're looking at. So, you know, we're going to see him play the kazoo.
But we'll have to wait 45 seconds
to see it. Yeah, but we can hear it right away.
No, okay, well, you'll enjoy it until the sound catches up with you. Okay, here we go.
Hard to believe this guy's living with his parents.
Very nice.
And living on a website.
Yeah, I can't give you a bluesy version of it.
Hold on. You know what? Right now, the delay is catching up.
Uh-huh. We're
right
just now, watching you play it. Man.
Right now, we're watching your friend hold the telephone. Hold on. Or he looks like he wants to hold the phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. They got the sound first, so now they're getting the good part. The sound already hit you.
The good news is that for the Don and Mike listener, there's only a 14-second delay.
That's right.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Those are our computers here, right?
Right. So is he playing it yet, or did the screen?
Actually, if the viewers are if they send $10, there'll be no delay for them.
that's worth it.
You see what's happening, Buzz? That it's freezing up now.
It's buffering
computer,
a little, right?
We're getting a lot of hits there.
Man, he's funky when he plays that thing, though. Karen, you love the kazoo, I guess.
I absolutely do, and I think that I think in the hands of a child, it's a toy, but in the hands of a musician or someone who has great musical skill, and I do my own kazoo, it becomes an instrument.
You are one in a million, Karen. I think we like it.
Who is the celebrity you'd most like to have sex with?
That I'd most like, you know what? If I could establish some type of relationship with the celebrity so that I knew that there actually was some emotional investment in from their part, I know this is going to sound absolutely crazy, but there's two. I would have to say Lori Holden. Probably no one even knows who I'm talking about.
No,
she's like a blonde woman on X-Files.
Oh.
And the other one would be Barbara Rosine, who's a great old-time jazz singer. She's like a blonde.
She's out there.
I know.
Hey, Karen,
Jesse Jane.
When it comes to like daytime, nighttime, do you have like a morning outfit, a nighttime outfit? Do people actually tell you what time you can go to bed?
People not only tell me what time I can go to bed, but they tell me what I have to wear to bed, and they tell me what time I have to wake up in the morning and how I'm going to be woken up. I used to just stick the cell phone under my pillow, and it would vibrate the pillow, and that woke me up. But my cell phone, my wallet, my keys, anything that identified me as an individual were confiscated before I was imprisoned. So
what's the earliest?
I'm going to choose alarms and different ways to wake me up.
What's the earliest you've had to get up while you've been doing this?
Well, you know what? This is actually my first day.
Oh, cool. We got you on the first day.
I had to be up for a, a TV crew today. Huh? So I woke up today at 4:30.
Wow.
I'm hoping that they don't have me get up much earlier.
It's going to be tough for him when the newness wears off a little bit, after a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And then you get into the full six months.
Oh, the newness. I'm sorry, you said the nudeness.
No, the newness. Yeah. I guess there won't be any nudity
now,
on the website.
What are the odds, not that I'm thinking about nudity in this regard, but what are the odds of getting your mom on the show?
I think my mother is coming down on Saturday. No connection whatsoever.
Coming down what, from upstairs?
No. My mother, I don't know if that's down or up or sideways, but my folks who live in Pennsylvania right now are going to be visiting this Saturday, and I'm going to be having dinner with them, and people are going to get a chance to watch me argue.
Well, wait a minute.
I thought you
lived with your parents.
No, I live with my parents, but because I've moved here now into this house, which has been procured especially for the show,
this is
the first time I've actually moved out of their home.
This is seriously the first time you have ever lived on your own, and it's on the internet?
This is the first time I've lived on my own. It's on the internet.
Yes. 35 years
Beautiful.
Old.
Yeah, it's kind of strange, actually. So
how about that intercourse? You can't beat intercourse, can you?
I don't even remember what it's like. The most I enjoy is like verbal intercourse.
When was the last time you got some there, Karen?
I would have to say, I guess it was about it was about 2 years ago, I guess.
Oh, dear.
And it was with someone who I guess turned out to be schizophrenic. And it was only once because for some reason the second time around I couldn't perform. And I'm not talking about my kazoo.
Okay. You know what? I like the fact that you're answering all the questions, Karen. I really do.
Well, I think that perhaps over the next 6 months we can chronicle your breakdown together if you don't mind.
I think we really have to keep track of you, Karen. Would that be all right?
I'd love for someone to hold my hand while I slowly fall apart. That would be great.
That's great.
I guarantee you're going to get a lot of hits. Well, put your link on our website. It's www.ourprisoner.com. So watch Karen and watch his friend and watch the therapist and watch his mom and
especially watch the therapist. Yes.
Yeah, you're a very nice guy, Karen. You're a little uptight, but you're a nice guy, and I think you're going to make it. Well, it sounds like you're going to pay off at the end of this thing, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm hoping to emerge like, you know, a new improved Karen.
So if we were to attempt to send you a tasteful exotic dancer, that would be okay with you? You think?
I, you know what? It's really not. I appreciate it and I do welcome it. I'm not sure I would actually survive the experience.
Well, that doesn't, Karen, because you're a prisoner. It really depends on the people that are going to be on the website.
Probably what they would do is they would see her and most likely they would put it to the internet as what they call a quick vote.
Yeah, that's fine.
Should we let her into the house?
Yeah, we're going to send her along to you. We're going to send one to you.
They'd let her in. Trust me,
he wants her. Uh-huh.
Well, you know, if you're going to do that, you know, my preference is blonde, but you know.
Right. Attaboy, Karen.
All right,
okay. Well.
All right, hold on a second. We'll set something up with you. Maybe for one day next week, we can arrange to have one of our girls down there.
Good luck.
Dear Lord, I better get Zach because he handles all the scheduling. I'm no good with that.
Yeah, put Zach on the phone.
Get one of our show whores down there.
Do you seriously want me to put him on? Are you like completely serious?
No, we are being totally serious. We will send you a woman, Karen.
Zachariah?
Zachariah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on.
You can talk to our producer, Robbie, okay? Good talking
Thank
to you.
Thank you, Karen.
We're serious as cancer. We'll talk to you hopefully maybe next week. Maybe next Wednesday we can talk to you and get a girl there for you.
The sooner the better. But like I said, I may have a heart attack. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. There.
Hold on for Robbie, please. Hold
they
on.
They want to discuss
I believe he's legit.
Oh, yeah.
You really do.
Yeah.
You should probably call Richard the limo driver in New York. Or somebody.
Yeah. Get a car up there?
Yeah. Call somebody up there.
Or even get some. Where is this house? Is it in New York City?
It's in Red Bank, New Jersey.
It's in Red Bank, New Jersey?
Yes.
Yeah, we can go through the channels, get a local hoe.
Yeah.
Just send her up. Got hoes in Red Bank.
Send her up next Wednesday during the show. Watch her give him the PG-13 treat.
Absolutely. And you know that if people log on to the website, they're going to give the okay for this.
What a super nerdy.
I love the guy. I think this is going to be fantastic. I think he's going to make it, too.
Well, somebody talk to him, for God's sakes. What are you doing?
Zachariah! Well, I can't talk to him right now because we've got him.
Well, now you're being rude. You're being rude.
And he'd be delighted to hang on a second. We've got a break anyway.
Well, just pick up the phone and start talking. I would feel better if you would do that. I mean, rather than just do your goddamn compulsive cleaning.
We're back to that again.
He's tidying up too much.
You know, we're the first guys in on this.
Right.
The first guys in on this.
We got to latch onto this.
We got him on the line.
Mm-hmm.
I say, hold on a second, please talk to Rob. And rather than pick up the phone and talk to him, he's over here doing this.
That goes there.
Definitely there.
Goes there.
Will we be able to link him?
Yep.
Okay, good. Good.
Do our very best.
All right.
All right. How's it going there, Rob?
He's giving you an okay sign?
Thumbs up.
Everything's fine.
Thumbs up.
Please don't hit on me.
Don and Mike, go to break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the best of Don and Mike.
Right, right, right. And don't forget, for all things Don and Mike, go to donandmikewebsite.com. And you can click on things to look at and things to listen to and things to laugh at and catch up on the shows. So you'll be up to date when Don and Mike return on Monday. And for that matter, don't forget to go to MySpace page, Joe Artinger, my MySpace page, however you say that, and Joe Artinger Music, just for kicks. It's free. I'm not selling anything there. So you can go have fun with that, too. Anyway, you can sign up to be my friend. Be on my friend list. How about that? That'll make your weekend, huh? Make it a special Easter weekend, why don't you? All right, let's get back into the best of. I do like these kind of best of segments because they're all over the place in this one. I'm not even going to try to describe it. Just listen, learn, and love on the best of Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don, this is Gavin from Wichita. You want to talk to me?
Are you the guy that sat on his porch and drank beer while his wife was getting made love to by another man?
You got it.
Welcome back.
It's been a long time, hasn't it?
Are you drunk now?
No, I'm working.
What are you doing? Where are you working?
A house out in East Wichita, working on a...
Do you ever get drunk anymore and sit on the porch while your wife is in there getting it on with your best friend?
Well, he's no longer a friend.
He's no longer a friend. Is she your wife still?
Well, I'm still with her, yeah.
You're still with her, right? All right.
She's still banging him?
No, no longer a friend.
Oh. Are you sure about that? Because as I recall, as we went through the drunken call, and are you also the guy that went bowling?
Yep.
Wow, exactly. You're that guy. How is your personal life right now?
Not bad. We work things out.
He's got to be drunk. This is terrible.
No, we can't talk to you when you're sober.
We're not accepting some of these calls from new drunks doesn't mean alumni drunks can call sober, because that's even worse.
No, you got to come with your A game.
I've had 4 or 5, and that's about it.
No, you're lying now.
No, you're not.
No.
You said you weren't. You said you were at work. You just said that.
Yeah, but I'm working with my son on a private house, but there's nobody here.
But you're not drunk like when you used to call the show.
Well, usually, because, you know...
He is so sober.
Yeah.
That's why he's talking to those little...
No, not really. You can call anytime, but only when you're drunk. You're one of the good drunks.
And you're never allowed to say not really again.
Well, all right, I'll go out and have a beer for you, and I'll sit and chat with you while I have a beer.
No, you don't get it. When you had called before, you had many beers, cartons of beers.
You called because of your passion, because the drinking you were doing just aroused something in you while your best friend was aroused, and you called, and you had to purge your soul.
Remember, we had those talks about how you'd be on the front porch swing, and your friend would be inside watching TV with your wife, and they'd have a...
If I remember correctly, it was highly amusing, but he was not necessarily likable.
Well, if you guys want some closure, I can tell you what happened.
Some what?
Closure?
Closure, let you know what happened.
You got
some closing?
You got a little slippage with the upper plate?
Some tobacco? All right, let's hear it. Go.
Well, one night, Dan came over and said, hey, he's having problems with his girlfriend. So his girlfriend comes down and talks to Debbie, and then all of a sudden, Debbie comes in the bathroom and tells me,
You know what?
Click, click, click. He needs the juice.
Yeah.
He needs the sauce.
Listen, don't be ashamed, my friend.
No.
Some of the greatest performers that I know of.
Michael Mara,
You know, I have been labeled as
Need their juice before the show.
One of the great raconteurs of all time, and I do so with a fifth of Irish whiskey
every day. I mean, your best rockers, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know what they do before the show. Sure. And that's what you callers have to do, too.
Yeah, you know, imagine, what, you know what I call that?
Imagine that you are... Well, I can't say Diamond David Lee Roth, because who wants to imagine that they're David Lee Roth right now?
Good choice.
Imagine that you are, I don't think Bon Jovi really does that
anymore.
How
about Ron Wood?
See,
that's good.
Michael Bublé.
Now, you know, I really resent you using the old rocker thing when you're...
Michael Bublé.
When you're talking about my accomplishments, because you know what I call guys like Steven Tyler?
What, my quitter? Quitter. Right. Oh, as we heard on yesterday's show, you think that you've got at least 10 more years of hard living.
Yes.
Before you pull it back. Speaking of pulling it back, hi, Joe.
Ron Wood just checked into detox again.
I just Joe. See? And, you know, even though he's checked into detox, you can't call him quitter. You can't.
Because how many times do you think Ron Wood has been in detox? I would bet...
He'll be back again.
Oh.
At least 10.
But, you know, when you talk about certain icons, like Elton, 5 times.
How many times, Joe?
Joe said 5.
5.
Is that documented 5?
According to me, yes. I follow these things, and it usually includes a cocaine detoxification as well.
Joe would probably be an expert on this subject as far as rockers who have quit, who have quit their lifestyle. Do you know off the top of your head many?
Who cleaned up?
I think of Steven Tyler. I think of Elton John. And not really a rocker, but who's that?
Joe Perry.
Yeah. Joe Perry.
Yeah.
Also of Aerosmith.
We've had Joe Perry on the show, though. It really doesn't matter. He might as well still be using.
Too late.
The bass player from... Nikki Sixx is a quitter.
See, don't most of these guys suck once they
Eric Clapton
once they
once
stop?
They stop.
I mean, like, they put on a little weight,
and that's also when Eric Clapton, I think, right after he got straight, and that way he went through like that whole Tears in Heaven thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
And somehow he just became, you know, he lost his son. I understand about loss, but I mean, just musically, I mean, that's how he would describe his music.
But I think when he got straight, he went through the whole unplugged thing.
He went from
became unplugged.
He went from being Eric Clapton,
Layla,
to being, you know, Elton John, Lionel Richie, and Eric Clapton on Sunny 98.5.
Do you know the key that a former rocker has gone into rehab and quit all his hard living? Disney films.
Oh, yeah.
Disney films do it. That's when they go right to Disney. They go
right. The other hand is still drinking bottles of Jack Daniels and snorting mountains of cocaine and chain-smoking cigarettes. So,
it's your hero. You love the Stones.
Ah.
How's the tattoo, Joe? Being as all you said was...
good.
That's all you could sum it up when I said, you love the Stones. You went, ugh.
Listening to Sticky Fingers the other day and just loving it.
And don't forget, you're getting Joe at 100% maximum Joe today.
Wednesday.
This is Wednesday. Right. This is Wednesday, Joe.
He was good yesterday, though.
This is his go-to day.
He was energetic yesterday. He really was.
Got my nap in today.
All right, get out of here. How'd you skin your knee, boy?
Oh. I had a senior moment yesterday.
Wow,
it didn't involve any beer. It was walking up the steps after the show with bags of groceries. My toe caught one of the steps, and since I had the groceries, nowhere to go but down.
He took a fall.
There he is.
What was that?
It's the same steps you fell down when you messed up your face?
Yeah, but the opposite direction. I was going down when I messed up my face. What does it take to be the world's oldest phone screener?
Dedication.
You're looking at him. All right, get out of here.
Okay.
Go do your job. Look at all these phones ringing.
For goodness sakes. Do you think somehow we've attracted more drunks?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I think so.
Hello.
Yeah, they're going to be back in the fall, man. They're coming back for another tour.
Who's they?
The Rolling Stones. Well, that's why Lonnie goes into detox. They had this... Keith fell out of the coconut tree, had some time.
This is a pretty widespread story that Ron Wood did go in, and he's planning on being on the tour. So he's cleaning up, he's drying out before the tour. That's an old story.
I think it's pretty much standard operating procedure
like
for
show
the Stones.
Just probably got a little more press. I think sometimes those guys roll in there and nobody knows about it.
See you later. Bye-bye. Oh, listen, showbiz, hold on. I want to get this out there and get my position known right now. I am a bold man. I am a visionary.
You are a visionary.
I am a visionary.
Mr. Soros, restaurants on the ground floor do not rotate.
Listen to me now. I have seen clips from America's Got Talent.
Okay.
Yes, and?
More than the clips than you've just seen in the commercials.
Just with the granny and all that.
It is a suck fest beyond suck fest.
Shocker.
It will get a pretty big number tonight because of the curiosity tune-in factor.
Nothing else on.
And I might get a decent number tomorrow night.
Uh-huh.
But it is so poorly put together. The set is like a Hollywood Squares thing with big, gigantic X's over each of the judges. The British judge stinks. He's a bad imitation of Simon Cowell.
That might be their biggest mistake.
Yep.
David Hasselhoff, I'm sure you've seen this if you've even seen the brief commercials, is wearing lots of bling and does this a lot where he says, Kit, this is not a good situation. We've got to get out of here.
I couldn't go along with you on everything, but, you know, no, back off of the H-man. Come on, you're not going to put him down, are you?
Come on, Dirk Nowitzki.
if there's anything that's going to make that show work, it's Hasselhoff.
The bottom line is that this is just the Gong Show that they've cleaned up and put a new set of tires on, and it's awful. It's beyond, and it's not that so awful that we're going to watch it every week and say, oh my God, did you see the guy that juggled until he got booed off the stage? No, it's going to be, it's, please trust me, watch it tonight, and we'll talk about how bad it'll be tomorrow.
You think so bad it's good?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Not
even the Regis factor.
Right?
And you know, I love Regis.
Uh-huh.
This is going to be the first gigantic pimple on his ass of a resume.
Well, no, technically all that time that he was Joey Bishop's butt boy, that would be a, you know, that would be a major. He started his career as a major zit.
Mike,
but yes, you know, in modern times.
Yes, in modern times.
Regis is 90 years old.
In modern times, though, his career is as clean as a baby's butt.
Yeah, that's true.
He's
right.
Got the morning chat show. He's Regis, for God's sakes. He was on the Millionaire Show.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. This will be bad.
How long before your prediction comes true?
I am so glad you asked. I do not give this show 5 weeks on the air.
So you're saying, you're not just saying it's not going to be popular. You're going for a full-fledged cancellation.
Even with the entire push NBC's putting behind it, saying this is Simon Cowell's show, and you see the crazy people juggling and stuff.
Ugh.
And it's 2 hours long.
Yeah.
At least tonight, it's two goddamn hours long. Please. I saw 30 minutes of it, and I swear to God, the first thing I thought was, where is Chuck Barris?
Yeah.
Really?
All right, I have another question for you.
Where is J.P. Morgan?
When this show fails.
And I never thought, where is J.P. Morgan?
When this show fails, will Regis Philbin be like crawl into the bushes to die? Will this be the end of Regis? Do you think he will start his downward spiral?
He'll pawn it
or
off.
Will he be resurrected?
He'll pawn it off on Cowell.
Okay.
Or NBC or both.
Right.
Yeah. He'll do the same thing Donald Trump does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, say it's not his fault. Show had great ratings first week.
Well, the biggest reason of all, and not an original idea. I mean, really, the bottom line, not an original. They're trying to duplicate Idol, and everybody knows that.
But, you know,
Americans don't like that.
The thought, though, when I originally heard it, the thought of, okay, maybe just like a free-for-all variety show with Regis.
Mm.
You know, maybe I'd watch that.
Maybe.
But then when I see the judging, and wait till you see it tonight with the big gigantic Hollywood Squares X's and the people that are up there, and Brandy's just like Paula Abdul and Hasselhoff, and Regis is just at least.
Please, can you put the show down? Can you manage to put the show down without really putting him down? Because you're putting down a true genius,
Hasselhoff. Hasselhoff.
I always thought a great T-shirt would be, what's the hassle? Like a
spare him from your critical barbs.
Yeah. So anyway, go ahead. Watch.
Don't knock the Hoff.
You know, here's what I don't know. This I can't figure out. If it's
And Brandy's not bad. I hear she's a fine girl.
Oh, what a good wife she would be. My life, my love, my lady.
My lady.
Let's see.
So 5 weeks.
That's what I predict.
If it's on after 5 weeks, if they actually have one more, if they do a sixth week, you're going to be in the dunk tank.
Nail me to the cross.
How about that? We still have it around.
That's right. Yeah. Of course we do.
Keep one handed.
I drag it to work every day behind me, Frank. I think you know that.
On the trailer.
I walk to work every day
with the clown's dunk tank.
The cross behind me.
That and the cotton candy maker. That's how you know Donnie's here. The smell of fresh cotton candy.
Oh, sure. Don and Mike's show.
When I saw that movie, The Passion of the Christ, you know what I call that? My commute. Hello. Hey, what's up?
I'm wondering if Gene Gene, the Dancing Machine, is going to be resurrected in this new show.
You know, the thing is, you know, and again, I just saw a clip. I don't know if it's live or this is something they've already canned, because I think it involves the audience voting. You know, again, that was a whole vibe that was on the Gong Show, that you had the quirky people that, and I don't know if
the Gong Show
be the same thing.
It was much lower level television also. It wasn't the same kind of prime time endeavor,
right,
that really just getting all that promotional push. Wasn't the Gong Show just kind of a phenomenon? It started out as just a game show, didn't it?
Right. As a goof.
And sadly, if you saw Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, we know that Gene Gene the Dancing Machine no longer has his legs.
Oh, that is
Rob, thank you.
That's true, though.
You know, I know.
What a wonderful fact.
That's why I said thank you. Normally, I say to you, shut up and stand
that's
back.
That's a good one.
That's a good use of
it's amazing
fact.
When those things rattling around in his head spew out of his mouth.
It's handy. Anyway, so that's the prediction. Five weeks. 5 weeks.
Amazing.
Suck and suck. And
Gene Gene the rolling machine.
Keep sucking.
Gene Gene the bouncing machine.
Hope the unknown comic comes.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, I'm stumped.
Hey,
yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Make a baby yet?
Now you're gonna now come on now. Are you gonna ask me that every day now? I told you where we were. I will let you know if that's in the cards.
Well,
in fact, that's what we do. We look at tarot cards.
Did you play cards last night?
No, we did not play cards last night.
So you did not make a baby last night.
No.
Okay.
No. Nope.
Just to be fair,
you're gonna ask me every day.
Yeah. And just so you don't feel like I'm just pointing the spotlight at you.
Yeah.
Buzz, did you make a baby last night?
I don't think so, but you never know.
Well, so you could have.
Well, it's possible. We'll have to wait and see.
Wow. So that means you made the beast last night?
No. Actually, no.
Oh, okay.
No. I was playing along. And
all right.
Didn't think we'd actually go that far with it.
Yeah. No beast making.
You didn't have gymnastic-like sex last night?
Not last night, no.
Not last night?
No. Night before.
That'd be funny.
Night before.
Oh.
Asking you.
Should have been there.
I was going to say with you, we should go how many months?
That's right.
I would bet really, if Rob wouldn't be too embarrassed, I would bet.
Would you like start now or would you, like how long it's been for Rob?
Yeah.
Okay.
With Rob,
seriously, is that game okay with you?
Well, from now, it was...
No, as far as we want to guess. That's what I was
guess
asking
how long
about.
It's been. Because your wife has two kids.
Right.
She's like everybody's wife. She drives you nuts. You love her, but she drives you nuts.
Well, sort of.
And, you know, and you got your big daddy living in the house. Right. It's hard to find a moment.
Yeah, that's
got to
be tough.
I've been over there. It's like a nut house with the kids running around and everything. I would say it's June. Oh, now keep in mind, hold on, I got a wild card for you. I happen to know that these two kids went to Ocean City about a month ago.
Right.
Oh, helpful.
On a weekend.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to guess that they played the salami game a month ago. But before that, I would say probably, I would guess that was the first time before Christmas. So I'm going to say that, really, if you don't count, if I'm right about this, and who knows, I'm just, this is off the top of my head,
right.
If they did it in Ocean City, the last time they did it before that would be before Christmas.
Okay.
Mike.
Don, you know Rob better than anybody.
Yeah.
You talk to
but
him
I
often.
Don't,
and
I don't know these intimate facts.
I know you
swear
don't.
To God,
but,
I don't.
But I base, you know, I have to listen to what you have to say and think very... But I also know that there was some time, a significant amount of time apart very recently, where Rob was kind of on his own. So I'm going to make a bold statement that I believe that there has been activity this week. And it doesn't have to be full-fledged, climb on, you know, it can be any type of activity.
Uh-huh.
But I believe something may have happened this week with the reunion.
It moved, you mean? Buzz.
I'm going to say 2.5 weeks ago. 2 weekends ago.
Wow.
2 weekends ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Rob, step up if you don't mind.
Well, we did on when we were, it was Mother's Day when we were in Ocean City, so you were right there.
Ah.
But you're forgetting that this past Sunday was Father's Day.
Hey!
Oh, we forgot Father's Day.
Thank you.
Winner!
Way to go.
Winner!
And
you
I can't go further than that at the, because my wife has said, do not
Do not discuss that on this.
Did you get a snake?
Did you get a snake?
I wasn't going to ask nothing about what you did. Just, you know, just the actual...
Father's Day.
The act.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Just the act.
Nice. He's a vital young man.
Spiewak on Spiewak.
He's a vital young man.
That's not even half right.
And that's exactly what Carrie does. She looks down at you just like Carm Soprano.
That's right.
My handsome man.
I believe that my relationship has been improved by my on-air openness. I believe she can handle it.
Good.
And I believe that because of that, she, you know, we had the private discussion and she heard what I had to say. And I guess I characterized it accurately because there was a discussion involving that. And she seems to be happy with that.
That was wonderful. Great. So will she be on the show tomorrow so that I can talk to her?
Because
tomorrow's your big birthday show.
Yes. I'll ask.
There'd be no better time. You know, and if she feels uncomfortable, as she
said,
she would.
What better way to celebrate my birthday?
As she said, as you roll your eyes, you know, that would be a nice way. You could actually take a break off. Leave the room, since Carla said she would be uncomfortable.
I'm not. That's not going to happen.
You know she's going to say wonderful things about you. So it is a great birthday.
But I don't know. I you know what? I really have
to
give that a lot of thought.
I'll get to the bottom of the baby thing for you.
Well, you don't trust me?
I trust you.
No, you don't think
you.
I'm giving you the what do you mean he's going to help me?
Just gonna be the middleman.
Yeah.
I trust you. Just be the middleman. That's and didn't she already kind of infer that she wouldn't mind me being the middleman?
She the conversation was, you know, I talked about what I said on the air.
On the radio.
On the radio. And she said that was fine. I said, would you ever want to come on the air? She said, no. No. And then she said, yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Not with you. If I'd let Don talk to me.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, I want to be in the room. I want to be in the room. Because, God damn it, I'm not going to necessarily say anything to her, but I want to jump in and say something to you if I feel like it. But I'll ask her tonight. I'll ask her tonight. Because really, I seriously, this is what I tell her. I will not go in there and go, hey, you don't want to do this. I will ask her and see what she really wants to do.
Tell her, it'll just be baby talk.
Yeah.
By that, I just mean when she calls, I go, hello, Carla, how are you? How are you, baby? No, I mean, it'll just be a talk about, you know. Your age and her age and the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can stop asking you every day, hey, Mike.
Right.
Did you make a baby yet?
Well, I kind of like that, though. It makes me feel good when you say that every day. You know? No, Don. Not today.
Not today. No baby.
Tried like hell, though.
No. Oh, and we have a very important HMIA. This is an HMIA alert.
Homo.
Homo missing in action.
Homo.
Oh, no.
Homosexual Joseph.
Oh, no.
Our man, Homo Joe, went to Baltimore. We think. Now, Mike, why do you always think the worst?
I'm terrified.
Sure.
He's missing?
He allegedly went to Baltimore to tape the Baltimore Gay Pride parade for us.
Right.
Like Cheryl the Big Dyke did when it was here in D.C. a couple of weeks ago. It was this past weekend in Charm City, Baltimore, Maryland. We have not heard a word from sweet Doughy Joe.
Have we attempted to contact him?
I think John sent him an email, yeah.
Homo.
That's the sweating the details. Is that the only contact that we have tried?
What do you got there now?
John brought me a picture of David Hasselhoff. Merry Christmas from the Hall. That is lovely, isn't it?
So we have that.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Have you been in touch with Joe?
I heard from Joe, I think it was 2 weeks prior, or a week before the Washington Pride, uh-huh. And he said he was going to call and get in touch with us to get a tape recorder. Never heard from him.
Well, he's HMIA.
Well,
Homo missing in action.
Homo Joe, if you're out there, you got to call us.
Homo missing in anus.
Perhaps there was a problem at the farm.
Yeah, the farm, the vegetable farm.
Yeah, because he sells vegetables to the soup company.
Hey, quiet on that.
Come on.
Quiet on that.
Now he's never going to call.
That's a big secret. People don't want another eating homo food.
Come on.
Stop that.
Just because you're chunky.
That's a secret. That is a no, I'm serious with Joe. That's a big secret.
Yeah, but not. I didn't mention anything by name. Just the company. Just the soup company.
Because there's millions of them.
There are.
There's millions of them.
Yes.
Anyway, the
make it progress, so or make it yourself.
That's right. Homosexual Joseph.
Come on, Joe.
Actually has a farm where he makes vegetables that he sells to a major soup company.
He grows them. He doesn't make them.
Well, you know what I mean. Yeah. He makes them out of the ground.
Make it the vegetable.
He makes them.
I hope they taste as good as the Dick Van Patten soup for dogs.
But the company, go figure.
Like the Otis.
The soup company
is concerned that if he got on the radio and said it, all of a sudden people would be spitting out their tomato soup and cream of stars.
Not everybody's
thinking,
reasonable.
Oh, my God, this was made by homos.
Oh, made with, go outside and now.
Made with homo fruits or and vegetables.
He is a very successful farmer.
Yeah.
He is an extremely successful and wealthy landowner.
I think I know that. I think maybe he's had a hand in Chicken and Stars.
Yes.
And also, I believe he told me he's very popular with the, is it like a chicken broth with little pieces of broccoli in it?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Cream of broccoli. Oh. Well, if he didn't even pick up the tape recorder, then he didn't plan on doing it at all.
I hope he's not like in Bangladesh trying to find another boy. Hello, Don and Mike.
Boy.
A boy. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Oh, hey, guys. Hey, did you get my message I posted to you on Facebook?
May I ask you a question, caller?
Oh, I love you guys. Don't you rip me.
What kind of phone are you on? I've never heard one quite like
that. I can't even hear you.
So I kick too. I call you guys all the time.
What kind of phone are you calling
on? Are you on a speakerphone?
No, it's a Sidekick 2.
It's a Sidekick 2?
You sure it's not on speakerphone?
I'm positive.
Okay.
So
sounds
like
it.
What is that, like the Paris Hilton thing? That text
like a BlackBerry type thing.
That is really a horrible phone.
Sounds awful.
I'm getting another one.
Oh, good. Well, call us back when you do.
Yeah. Mark Cuban's an ass. What do you think?
Mark Cuban's an ass?
Discuss.
What say you?
I think you just demonstrated that with the tape you played.
Of course he is. I love him. I love it. We're having him on the show when we get back from vacation.
Good.
Hello?
I think
I love you guys.
We love you too.
Bye-bye.
Sort of.
Bye-bye.
Get a new one.
Bye-bye. Right. There you go. Go listen to yourself on the radio.
Kind of, sort of.
Because Mark Cuban's an ass. But you're not, friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Hello, Don and Mike. I'm the guy that recommended the dunk tank for Rob, the mailman.
Okay. Oh, are you the guy that called yesterday and actually gave us that idea?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Hey, we're going to make that happen now. Mike, you're going to make that happen, right?
Yeah, John Norman actually stepped up, got a bunch of, he said like 7 emails when we talked about it yesterday. So it's just a question of going through it. And I said I would spring for the dunk tank. So as usual, I've let someone else do most of the legwork, and I will be, basically walking with my wallet.
But for you, my friend, for calling with that idea, and thank you for calling back. We have the second season DVD Entourage. The complete second season of DVD Entourage is available now. Buy it now, DVD Entourage. Marky Mark Wahlberg, HBO Entourage. Mm-hmm. Entourage, bitches. Okay, thank you. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Once again.
I guess he didn't enjoy that.
You know.
Was he looking for something more?
There would be no Price is Right if Bob Barker got crap like that.
That's right.
If Bob Barker gave someone a box of Weed Axe remover and they went...
It's a brand new box set from Entourage, Bob.
They'd go, yeah. You know what? You'd pull a Happy Gilmore on him.
Yeah.
Boom. Down goes contestant. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's a previously unreleased DVD, Bob.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, how are you doing?
How you doing? I'm great. My name's Ryan. How are y'all?
Nice you asked us that already.
We are doing great. Again, we are doing great.
Still.
I'm digging a trench right now. I work for a pool company and doing it all day in the hot sun. I'm hiking a little loopy.
Sure. Shock. He works with his hands. I'm shocked.
Digging a trench.
Someone has to.
Someone has to dig ditches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for guys like you.
Danny? Well, the world needs ditch diggers, too.
Now turn your radio down. You can do that because you do that with your hand.
Sorry about that.
I'm down the shovel.
That's okay.
So, I'm sorry. I just finally got through to y'all.
Yes, well, now you're through. What can we do for you?
What's up?
I was going to ask y'all a quick question. I'm getting married in September, and I was wondering if y'all had any advice for me.
Who's the lucky lady?
Her name's Lacey Dempsey.
Lacey, that's a nice name.
Lacey. You hear that name in adult film.
Lacey Underalls. Again, it's another Caddyshack film.
Lacey, my niece.
The world needs ditch diggers.
Yes, how do you like to come over and mow my lawn?
I'd like a Fresca.
Fresca! Spalding!
You gonna eat your fat?
Spalding!
So, what is the question?
He wants advice, marital advice.
Yes, sir.
Well, you've usually been pretty consistent on your marital advice over the years.
Don't do it.
Yeah, run.
Thank you. It don't work out for most people.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, how old are you?
I'm 23.
And how old is she?
She's 20.
She's 20. 20. Oh, baby. Yeah. Is she pregnant?
No.
Was that yes or no?
No.
That was Neo.
No.
All right, well, then run. Never.
Why the hell you want to marry the cow when you get the milk for free? You don't even know that. Might be one of those, you know, I was watching the valedictorian that's suing the school because she couldn't say God in her valedictorian speech. This might be one of those, you know, blue states or red states. What is it, red states or blue states?
No, your fiancé.
Have you been shacking up?
Your fiancé's got to do it like a dog, right?
Do it like a dog?
You know what I mean. She's highly...
That'd be very specific.
She is highly... You have intercourse with her.
Oh, all the time.
All the time. There you go. That's right. Is she with child?
No.
You sure?
Hold on. We have breaking homosexual news.
Sorry, sir.
Homo. Come in, Homo Joe.
Don and Mike, Homo Joe here. How you doing, guys?
Hey.
Thank goodness.
What a relief.
Thank goodness.
Well, I have to get this stuff off this digital recorder, but there were some very interesting pieces from the Baltimore Police.
What is the deal? How come you go AWOL all the time?
Well, I had a little problem. That's okay. You know, I'm over it.
Oh, my. Boy, that's loaded.
But anyway, the fun thing...
But anyway.
I will get that thing to you probably tomorrow or Friday for sure.
Okay, Joe. I mean, take it to...
I'm going to send it electronically.
Friday works.
Yeah.
We're glad to know.
Friday would be perfect.
Don't do that, Dan.
I wouldn't do that.
We're kidding.
I know you would tell him before it was Friday.
Tomorrow's Friday our last show of the week.
I don't want to ruin Mike's birthday. No, I can't ruin that. But especially with the lesbians that were doing the riding bull, which was very interesting, manual.
So what...
Oh, really?
What's up with you, Joe? Can I be so bold as to ask?
Is everything all right? You okay?
I've been having... There's some problems that have been going on, but I'm basically okay. I've had some issues, but I'm making it through.
You're healthy, though?
Oh, yeah, I'm healthy. It's just things happening in my life that have been kind of screwy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Joe, can you email?
Kind of like tied up and, you know, can't get out.
And he means literally.
Literally tied up.
Let me just say, none of this involves your butt, does it?
No.
Okay, hello. Well, then I'm relieved.
Ooh, yeah, we all are. And you're okay with Rob revealing the big vegetable secret?
Oh, yeah, that's no big deal.
Okay.
That's a big deal.
That's still very lucrative and very successful.
They just don't like it because they're afraid that people might shy off from it. But, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It's very successful still?
Oh, it's been, yeah, it's doing real well. Yeah. It hasn't, no problems there. The farm's doing well.
Mm-hmm. Joe, can you email us those files? Would that be easier?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, if I can email you the file.
Sure.
Hold on, Joe. Glad you're okay.
Okay.
And you're really okay, right?
Yes, I'm seriously.
We were worried.
Who are you seeing right now? Who's the young man of choice?
A couple of them. That's the problem.
Anyone from this country?
Well, one from Peru.
One from Peru, one from the
There's US. Always one from somewhere.
One from Alexandria, you know, one from D.C.
I tell you, we're going to have to stop calling you Homo Joe and call you Lima Joe.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Or is it Lima?
So how old is your friend from Peru?
I've got 32.
32.
32. How old is the one from the States?
The one from Alexandria is 34.
34.
Are you torn between two lovers?
You would probably prefer you not use the word torn.
Yeah, torn can be difficult.
Wow. But, you know, Joe, we just like it when you check in because we worry.
Yeah. I will check with you. Well, where you're moving to is right around the corner from my office.
Oh, well, we'll talk.
That is good news.
We'll talk to you soon. That's for sure.
So you'll see a little bit closer.
That's
you know.
Sure.
Yeah. I'll drop by every once in a while.
Just you.
Sure.
Okay. All right, bye, Joe.
All right, see you later. Bye.
Bye, Joe.
That's Fisher.
Fisher. Uh-huh. Look it up. I don't know. There are a lot of holes in his story.
Okay. That was a weird break, wasn't it?
That was a weird break.
Looking back, that was quite a weird break.
A good one. That's for sure.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Don.
Make a baby yet?
No, that's how the break started.
Don and Mike, go to break and go to traffic.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, thanks for picking me up, man.
Yeah, no problem. I've been driving for like 15 hours straight, so I could use the company.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've been standing in the same spot for 5.5 hours. You know, they made it illegal to hitchhike in this state.
Really? Oh, that must make it really tough.
So, what's going on with you? You a salesman, or?
No, I'm nothing.
I am.
Yeah?
I'm a salesman.
I'm going to start my own company.
Really?
You want in? I'm not. I don't really have any, you know, money or.
You heard of this thing, the 8-minute abs?
Yeah, sure. 8-minute abs. Yeah, the exercise video. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, this is gonna blow that right out of the water. Listen to this. 7-minute abs.
Right. Yes. Okay. All right. I see where you're going.
Think about it. You walk into a video store, you see 8-minute abs sitting there. There's right. 7-minute abs right beside it. Which one are you going to pick, man?
I would go for the 7. Yeah, I'd go for
bingo,
the
man. Bingo. 7-minute abs. And we guarantee just as good a workout as the 8-minute, folk.
You guarantee it? How do you do that?
You're not happy with the first 7 minutes. We're going to send you the extra minute. Free. See, that's it. That's our motto. That's where we're coming from. That's from A to B.
That's right. That's good. That's good. Unless, of course, somebody comes up with 6-minute abs, then you're in trouble, huh?
No! No, no, not 6. I said 7. Nobody's coming up with 6. Who works out in 6 minutes? You won't even get your heart going, not even a mouse right. on a wheel.
Good point.
7's the key number here. Think about it. Right. 7 elevens?
Yeah.
7 dwarfs? 7, man, that's the number. 7 chipmunks twirling on a branch, eating lots of sunflowers on my uncle's ranch. You know that old children's tale from the sea? It's like you're dreaming about Gorgonzola cheese when it's clearly free time, baby. Step into my office.
Why?
Because you're freaking fired.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you.
Right.
If you have, shut up and listen anyway.
Yeah.
The best of Don and Mike.
Well, welcome back to the best of Don and Mike.
Hey, hey.
And, well, I think it's time for a little game, seeing as it's Friday. Time for a game from last year, from Father's Day. It's all relative on the best of Don and Mike.
I'm going steady, and I fresh kiss.
Well, everybody does that.
Yeah, but Daddy says I'm the best at it.
Yeah, Daddy.
Come on, squeal! Daddy!
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? The only thing that would have made Deliverance better. You had that line in there. Who's your daddy? Uh-oh. Here it comes.
Hey, Daddy. Daddy?
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Simply put, the only way to hear Don Geronimo and Michael Mara is to listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Sometimes our bumpers just make too much sense, and this makes me think of Jack Black in the movie with John Cusack called High Fidelity.
Oh, good movie. Yeah.
Comes in the store and says, this is my mixtape I made for Monday, but you're in a bad mood. And then he says, Cosby Swatter. Cosby Swatter.
And you know, the only thing I was thinking about when you played that tape from Deliverance was the fact that that probably kept a lot of people out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
Because that movie was really the definitive movie for that particular act. Yeah. For about 15 years.
He's a fag.
Mm-hmm.
Painted in a bad light.
And Ned, didn't it mess up the actor? Is it Ned Beatty or Ned Beatty?
Ned Beatty.
And yes, Ned Beatty, didn't
yes,
it screw
did.
Him up?
Yeah.
I mean, he literally had to go to therapy because of that, because he was pigeonholed as no other,
so to speak,
as the guy that did that scene.
When he was Otis in Superman, which is, as far as I can remember, was the next big movie. I'm sure there were others, but the first one I remember seeing him after Deliverance.
And he played kind of a silly tard guy.
Or was it before?
I think he was right after that, I think he was in Network. He played the...
I don't even remember. I'm saying from my frame of reference, it was, okay, Deliverance, then it was like, I never want to see that guy again. And then all of a sudden he's in Superman.
And that's really how society has changed, I mean, with the movies we see, because when you saw that movie, that's all you could think about when you saw that guy for years afterwards. And I saw him on a talk show. He was interviewed and said that really, not only did it mess him up career-wise, which it did, but it messed him up because people, you know, he'd be in the grocery
poster boy. Right, hey, come on, squeal.
I'm glad they cut the scene that was like that out of Superman.
Thank you. Now,
Jesus. In that horrible scene with Gene Hackman and Christopher Reeve.
Don't cry, Daddy.
We're going to try to give away some stuff to some lucky gal listening to the show and we call her Daddy. It's Father's Day, even though Father's Day was last week. It's just how we work on the show. We're a little behind the clock. So let's see if we can get a gal to play a game. Mike, do you like the name Jessica? Do you like the name Sheila?
I like Sheila.
Wendy?
I like Sheila because that's what they call women in Australia. Hello, Sheila.
Hello, guys.
Hi there, honey. Where are you calling from?
Mechanicsville.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for listening. Let me see your dad. Your dad's name is Joe?
You got it.
Beautiful. Rob, in the interest of time, why don't you call the dad right now, and we'll see if he's even there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the Father's Day, after Father's Day edition of It's All Relative.
Right.
We'll ask your dad three simple questions. If he answers them all correctly, you win all that stuff we just gave that we mentioned and $100.
Very exciting.
So here's the first question. Oh, first off, not the first question. How old are you?
27.
27. You married?
Yes.
You are married. Got any kids?
I have a 2-year-old boy.
Oh, a grandson. Very good.
What is your current bra size?
38C.
Whoa.
I reserve the right to change that, but right now that would be my opening question.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's not there?
No, he's not there.
Oh, dear. We'll have to move on, Sheila. Your dad's not there.
Bye, honey.
Don't cry, Daddy.
Let's try Wendy.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello.
Wendy is Juicy Burgers. Wendy's dad is named Cliff, right?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing there, Wendy?
Great, how are you?
Let's see. Wendy, how old are you, Wendy?
38.
Oh, wow.
Right. And Mary Gal?
Divorced.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got any kids? Got any kids?
Three.
All
right, wonderful.
Got a regular guy in your life right now?
Sort of.
Sort of, kind of?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does your dad know about him?
Yeah.
Very good. Did dad like him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me see the...
Rob.
The first question I would have for your dad is, what is the first name of the boy who first deflowered you?
Michael?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any
I've done that so many times. No. No.
Sorry, honey, your dad's not there.
What a shame. No Sheila dad, no Wendy dad.
Let's go to Jessica. Hello, Jessica.
Yes, hello.
Hi there, Jessica. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Where are you from, honey?
I'm from outside Philly. I live in Towson.
Hey, thank you, honey.
How old are you, Jessica?
I'm 27.
27, another 27-year-old.
Married, single?
Single.
I sure like that question you asked Wendy.
Well, you can steal it if you like, because I might give her a different one.
I got a unique one.
What brand of tampons do you use?
Tampax.
Do you reserve the right to change that one at all?
Why?
Do you think there's any chance I guess you're just taking a guess, right? How many major manufacturers?
It's like all of them start with T, don't they?
What was the answer?
Tampax,
okay. This is question number two, Jessica. This is kind of a weird one.
Oh, Mike? Excuse me.
Again, no dad.
Nobody's dad is up. This is why.
Absolute key father.
This is why we are trying to streamline things.
Uh-huh.
Before, we would have asked all the questions in advance and wasted the time.
Well, you've asked three. I've got a good one there that I'll stand by. All right.
I ain't trying to jip you on time.
No, I know. I'm dying to get this question asked. I'm chomping at the bit.
Katie?
Yes?
Why don't you just... Rob, come on. Be a step ahead. Please.
I don't have the number.
But here it is right here.
No, that's why I'm doing
I think
that.
We've concluded during this segment that dads are never home.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think your dad's going to be home, Katie?
It's his cell phone, so I hope
okay.
so.
Okay, all right, good.
Mike, so you don't feel left out, I don't want to intentionally hurt your feelings. Please, what is your question for Katie's dad?
Katie, this is a different kind of question. Who is the male relative in your family that your father would have you, that your father would not want you to marry?
My Uncle Ray.
Uncle Ray.
Uncle Ray.
Went right to that.
Oh, you got him? All right, good. Then here's the first question that I would have for you, because Mike's would be go in the middle there, Uncle Ray.
Okay, you want me to put that in the middle, number two? All right.
Or we can start with that
Uncle
one.
Ray.
That's fine. When's the last time you had...
a nice BM.
Another guessing question.
He would probably say yesterday when I got home from work.
All right, so it's yesterday is the first one. And then Uncle Ray.
Uh-huh.
And then I've got another one for you about your family. If your dad had to have gay sex with a member of your family,
yes.
who would he choose to have gay sex with?
Easy, my Uncle Jimmy.
So your father's most attracted to Uncle Jimmy.
Jimmy. And Uncle Ray is the one that he would most approve of you being.
Most
disapproved.
Yeah, he's a biker, but he's like a big puss. So.
Now hold on a second.
Which one, Uncle Ray or Uncle Jimmy?
Uncle Ray.
Jimmy. Does he have a brother named Jimmy?
What, Rob?
The father is also named Jimmy.
Yeah, that doesn't mean. How do you have
my uncle is my mother's brother.
Oh, okay.
Ah, mother's brother.
Okay.
Very good. Okay.
All right, thank you. So the answers are.
The PM was yesterday at just after work.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The second question, man, a relative that your father would not want you to marry is Uncle Ray.
Right.
Well, and gay sex with his uncle.
Uncle Jimmy.
Jimmy.
All right,
Jimmy. Okay, let's go.
Jimmy in the family.
Yeah.
Here sounds like a Jimmy.
Here's your dad. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Don't cry, Dad.
Hi there. This is Don and my best friend, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys doing?
We're doing very well. We're doing a radio show right now, and we have your lovely daughter, Katie. Katie on the line. Katie, can you hear your pops?
Hi.
Yes.
Pops, we're playing a nice game, a radio game with Katie.
Okay.
It's kind of like the match game.
Uh-huh.
What you got to do is answer three questions that she's already answered about herself. And if your answers match her answers, she wins a cornucopia of prizes and cash.
Okay, cool.
Three very simple questions, and this is in honor of you, sir, because Father's Day was just this past weekend.
That's right, it was.
And you told us what a wonderful, devoted father you are.
Yes, lovely.
And here's the first question for you. When's the last time your daughter had a nice BM?
What was that again?
Oh, dear.
When's the last time your daughter had a nice BM?
Oh, God, it
hadn't
been last Wednesday.
When do I pass?
Hold on, Katie, you can't jump in.
Okay.
Do you know what BM means, sir?
I don't know.
When's the last time she went number two?
Number two. When's the last time she went number two? Let's see. Last night.
I think we can accept that.
Yes. She said yesterday
after work, that would be last night.
Okay,
yeah.
Congratulations. You've already won a $50 Tower gift card. For the latest movies and music, go to Tower.com, Tower Records, Life Played Loud. Mike.
Now, Dad, this one's a little complicated, so pay attention. Who is the male relative in your family that you would most disapprove of your daughter marrying?
Male relative?
Male relative that you would not want to see your daughter married to.
Let's see. Hold on, give me a minute on this one.
You need a minute on this one to think?
I got a lot of nice male relatives.
You got a lot of nice. Who's the one you really wouldn't want to see her marry?
Daddy, please don't.
Really, Jimmy?
Brother.
Who?
Her brother.
What would he be to her? What would he call him? He's a...
What's his name?
Her stepson. My stepson.
What's his first name?
No.
Yeah, Katie, does he have it or is he wrong?
No, he's thinking of my brother, not my uncle.
Katie said Uncle Ray.
Uncle Ray. That's what I was going
to
say.
Here's the third question. What color paint chips do you prefer to eat?
I can't understand you.
We know.
I know. Listen, here's the third and most important question. If you were forced to have gay sex with any member of your family, who would you choose to have gay sex with?
Uncle Ray is wrong. She said it'd be Uncle Jimmy.
Uncle Ray is the one that she thought you would approve of her being.
Disapprove of her being.
Disapprove.
Yeah, but unfortunately he wouldn't say Uncle Ray because as we know now, he's attracted to him.
Well, we have a very dysfunctional family.
Yeah. Sounds like it might be a little dysfunctional.
Yeah, he picked my brother because my brother always likes my butt, which is really weird.
Well,
okay.
Well, I'll tell you what, here we go. You won some prizes, but still for the $100, very quickly now, we'll just have to do this on the honesty plan. Katie, when's the last time you think your dad had a nice BM?
This morning.
This morning. Sir, when is it? Sir?
It was a great one.
We can accept that.
Right, give him the
I believe they're telling the truth, actually.
Yes,
both of them.
They have to
we'll
be.
Give her the $100 and we'll give her the Dunkin' Donuts and the deepdiscount.com. Great music for less at deepdiscount.com.
Katie, anything sweet you'd like to say to your dad now?
Entourage DVD.
I love you. Bring you something back from Ocean City.
I'm not sure what she said.
Me either.
Bye-bye. I'm not sure either.
Okay. Yeah, bye, exactly. Bye, Dad. Bye. Happy Father's Day.
Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
See ya.
See ya.
Bye, Jimmy.
Have a nice BM.
Enjoy those chips.
Oh, yes. Jimmy, get a shoe fly. Okay, bye now. Sir?
Is Jimmy, are you gone?
No, I'm still here. Why are you
coming to you can hang up. Hang up, Jimmy.
Hang up.
All right, see ya.
Bye-bye.
You're done.
See ya.
Bye.
Katie, Jimmy,
Dad.
You're up the line now. Katie, Jimmy, your dad, Jimmy, any major head injuries at all during his life?
He's at Ocean City, so he's probably half loaded.
He's at Ocean City.
Is he still there? Jimmy?
No, he's gone.
Okay. He sounds like a wonderful dad.
Yeah. Thank you.
Don and Mike, go to break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Blindly follow Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's right. And that's it, everybody. Don and Mike return on Monday. I've been your host, Legendary Joe Arnser, with you. And that's it, except for I've got one more segment for you. And then we'll all be back on Monday after Easter. So have a good weekend, everybody, and I'll see you then.
Here we go. Time for the Buzz interview.
Okay.
Just tell you the headline.
Mm-hmm.
Business is better than ever in a pot-friendly Bud and Breakfast.
Bud and Breakfast.
Santa Cruz, California.
You're not talking about Budweiser, are you?
No. Nope. Santa Cruz, California, there's an inn that caters to medical marijuana users.
Oh, well, right. Always medical.
Isn't that always the case?
Yeah, I have tuberculosis. Can I come in? Can I come in for some egg?
I cut my finger.
Now, are they ready to go in the air?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
The Compassion Flower Inn.
Andrea.
All right, well, Buzz, you'll have to stand by for...
No, I'm not.
Stand by for our introduction.
Hello, Compassion Flower Inn.
CBS Radio calling. Stand by to go on the air with Buzz Burbank. In 5, 4, 3, air. What's happening, Mon?
Hey, how you doing? It's good to be back. We're back from a very short break, and we'd like to thank Normal for that wonderful advertisement. Keeps us going, man.
Want to say right now, you're listening to our man Buzz. And now, here's our Dr. Timothy Leary, man.
The Ging Master himself.
Here's our Charlie Manson.
Thanks, dude.
The man with the sticky stuff.
Bryce's introduction. Thanks.
Here's Buzz Burbank.
Understand we have Andrea on the line. Andrea, are you with us?
I sure am.
And I heard you answer the phone. Did you say Compassion Inn?
Compassion Flower Inn.
Compassion.
Located in downtown Santa Cruz in the hip beach surf city of California.
Santa Cruz, how far is that from, say, Sacramento?
Well, Sacramento, it's probably about a 2.5-hour drive,
yeah.
Maybe a little less. But from San Francisco, we're just about 70 miles south.
That's what I thought. And I understand the Compassion Flower Inn is a bed and breakfast?
We're a bed and breakfast, traditional bed and breakfast that caters to straight people,
right.
Gay people, people from other countries and other places in the country, but we also cater to medical marijuana patients.
Now, what kind of, I mean, without divulging anybody's private medical information, what sort of maladies do people come there with to treat themselves with marijuana?
Well, marijuana is very helpful for patients, particularly with cancer and AIDS.
Uh-huh, sure. Well, I know that, but I mean, what's your experience been? What are some of the other things perhaps you've seen people fighting?
People have come to us with MS, Parkinson's, spasticity disease.
Headaches? Cut fingers? Anything like that?
Migraine headaches is very true.
Sure.
Back injuries, people who suffer from chronic pain find marijuana to be very beneficial, and it's not as toxic or addictive as the pharmaceutical prescriptions.
Well, this has got to make the police nuts. How do you deal with the police?
Actually, the police refer people to us, both the people who are looking for medical marijuana.
I forgot where you are.
We refer them to the dispensary that we have here in Santa Cruz for people who have recommendations for marijuana.
How many blocks away is the dispensary?
It's pretty far, actually. It's about a mile in an industrial park, and it serves about 3,000 patients that we have right here in Santa Cruz and people who also come from other places in the state.
At your customers, what do you think, joints or bongs mostly?
Well, it's a mix, actually.
Sure.
Bring the vaporizers also.
Oh, really?
A bit healthier way to ingest marijuana.
Sure. Those are catching on.
And it is. And also, a lot of people eat edibles as well.
Oh, brownies, cookies, and things like that.
I think you want to take a call?
Yeah, I do. One more question, Andre. Are you holding right now?
I will.
Yeah? Okay. No, I'm not asking you to hold. I was asking you if you were holding.
Hello.
We have a call, apparently, Andrea.
Hello.
Go ahead, caller.
Is this the Don Show?
Right on, dude. Welcome. What's your question for Andrea?
Don, this is so freaking boring!
Really? It's about...
Let's talk about getting high!
What do you want me to ask her about getting high?
F you, birthday!
All right, thank you, caller. Thanks for checking in. Let's go to another line, see if we maybe have another caller on the line. I think we do. Go ahead, caller, you're on the air.
I've got a caller. I'm sorry, I made a question.
Okay.
For your guest.
Yeah, what's your question, man?
Are you there, man?
Yeah, we're here. What's your question?
No, as far as... Like for medical use,
right? You know, right.
What would be the best kind of pot? You know, would you want to use Maui? Would you want to use Sensimil? What am I?
It's a great question, caller. I hope we didn't drop the call there. But Andrea, what's the preferred medicine of choice? What's your favorite flavor of marijuana for people who use it medically? Oh dear. What an unfortunate.
I guess we seem to have lost our caller.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Well, hold on. I really
don't know. See if we can get her back.
Where'd the number go?
Don't know what happened. It's right. It's right here. I don't know if you can see it from here. TheCompassionFlowerInn.com.
Someone called the Smithsonian.
Where you can make your reservation.
I just have a feeling that this is pure gold, Jerry.
Yeah.
Pure gold.
And not Acapulco gold either.
Good afternoon, Compassion Flower Inn.
Hi.
Stand by for CBS Radio. Were you disconnected with Buzz Burbank?
It seems like it.
No, sorry about that, Andre. I don't know what happened there. But we're back now.
And now back to Buzz Burbank.
We talked to Andrea in Santa Cruz, California, about her bud and breakfast, the Compassion Flower Inn. Thanks for joining us again, and I think we have either a new caller on the... I believe a new caller on the line.
We do. Hello.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm listening to this, and I find this completely offensive. I find that anybody that would condone the use of a narcotic that's illegal is should be locked up. I think you should be locked up, and your guests should be locked up. I don't care whether you call it compassion flower or pop power. I think you're all crap. I think you ought to be locked up.
What do you say to this caller, Andrea?
Well, I say that he's probably living on a different planet. California is really very receptive to this concept.
Right.
And we're not just talking about using it for medicinal.
Hello.
It helps you.
Hello.
A new caller, apparently. Go ahead, sir.
Am I on the air?
You are on the radio. Turn your radio down, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes, dude.
Got weed?
Oh, we always get the prank calls here on the program. Sorry about that, Andrea. Now, you were saying that not everybody uses it for medical reasons?
Well, of course.
Buzz, hold on. You got another call coming in.
Hang on, Andrea. Here's another call. Yes, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'd like to totally disagree with the last caller. I think Buzz has got a great show.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that.
I'm sitting here smoking a bong with my big puppies.
Uh-huh.
Keep up the good work, Burbank.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that. Thanks for listening. Andrea, so you're saying not everybody uses it for medical purposes, right?
Oh, yes, that's true.
Right.
California, of course, we've discovered recreational use.
Right. Yeah, a new caller. Go ahead, sir.
Is this Buzz Burbank?
Yes, it is. Go ahead, caller.
We have another call, Buzz. Yes, right here.
My name is E.
E? Like Elvis?
Just call me E.
I'll call you E.
I'm very sick. How much pot can I get for this hole that I just dug in my hand? And why are we doing this on a freaking cell phone?
It's hard, isn't it? I don't know.
Yep.
Self-inflicted.
It is my
hard, isn't it?
Very hard.
It is almost impossible. Self-inflicted wounds. Can you get medical marijuana for that, Andrea?
You have some very, very unusual callers.
We always have had.
It's
so
very, very interesting. I thought that D.C. was rather a conservative place, but boy,
not on this show.
You're syndicated, Buzz. You're everywhere.
Right. All over the country, including Northern California.
Well, here's another call for you, Buzz.
Yes, go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Is this Buzz?
Yes, hi. Who is this?
Hey, Buzz.
Yes?
It's Charlie.
Hey, Charlie. Good to hear from you again.
Charlie Suen Sagna.
That's right. I remember. We all remember.
Pot.
Do you really?
Yeah, I
would have never guessed that.
Because my head always hurts.
For your headaches, then.
Can I come to the Compassion Flower, please?
Who's welcome? You said, I guess everybody's welcome at the Compassion Flower Inn, right, Andrea?
I hope the retarded are. I'm speaking so slow.
Charlie's a little special. You don't discriminate against anybody, right, Andrea?
We're a family-operated business. I have two kids, and, of course, you know, some people might be a little bit too far out for our inn.
Really? I couldn't imagine that, because it seemed like you welcome everybody there.
Hello?
Another caller. Go ahead.
Another call right now, Buzz.
Hello. Is this Buzz Burbank?
It is. You're on the air.
This is Aaron Spelling.
Aaron, how are you since your stroke?
As you may have heard, I have had a stroke.
I know. Mr. Loveboat, Mr. 90210.
How much for an ounce?
How much? What is an ounce going for? That's quite a lot by today's standards. How much is an ounce going for, Andre, in Santa Cruz?
Well, I can't really say. I couldn't tell you right offhand because usually
what?
I'm sorry, we have to break in. Another call is coming. Your segment's very popular. Hello?
Yes, next caller. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Is this Buzz Burbank?
It is.
Regis Philbin.
Regis.
I'm calling for two reasons. Want everybody to watch my show, America's Got Talent.
Uh-huh.
And do you prefer your pot sticky or dry? I'll hang up and listen.
Andrea, sticky or dry? What's the preference out there?
Well, you know, sticky is always preferable.
Mm-hmm.
It has a higher resin content, more THC.
Let's try one more.
Sparkles in the light. Yeah.
One more call for you. Hello?
Hello, Buzz, how are you doing?
Hey, a British friend. Hey, how are you?
Hi, this is Timmy O'Bobbin.
Hey,
I heard your guest talking about how they cater to foreign clients. How about the British?
British, welcome, Andrea.
Oh, all the time. We have a lot of people from Great Britain
I'm
and from most recently Wales.
Oh, very good then, ta-ta. I said good day.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
The unusual call.
Good to hear from you.
About time for you to wind up the show.
High above the floor on the wall by the door says it's time for us to go. Andrea, thank you for being a guest on our program. We wish you the best of luck. Check out CompassionFlowerInn.com to learn more. Thanks, Andrea.
All right, Buzz.
Good
thank
luck.
You
have been listening to Buzzman
at the Butt Corner.
When we come back, Buzz will have one of his crazy competitions, man, where people will be drinking bong water for prizes, man.
And don't forget, this weekend, it's the Oreo cookie eat-off.
What do we do now, man?
Oh, she hung up. Why are we even still doing it?
I think she's done.
We sign off and go start talking in our regular voices.
Call her back.
All right.
See how it went?
Yeah, definitely see how it
went. I can't wait to hear.
As you can tell, we get awful cell reception in the studio.
It was weird doing those phone calls and having the delay. Very strange, because we were listening on the headphones.
I heard, the echo.
See, because we couldn't, it's very confusing. This is another reason I'm so glad we're having these new studios made. When we want to fake a phone call like that, we'll be able to just...
Thanks for doing the interview.
Jump in.
Oh, let's see how... Let's listen.
How do you think it went?
Andreas now being very chatty.
The callers are nutty, and it's a nutty show, and we thank you.
Okay.
Didn't she kind of sound like a guy?
Very much so. I didn't even want to get into that.
Don't bogart that joint.
Well, that's our show. We appreciate your time and wish you all the best.
Bye, then.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, that's great.
Bye, then.
Another friend.
She's surprised there could be something so far out on the East Coast.
Just a lesson. Incidentally, lesson to all you comedy apprentices out there. Whenever you're going to start a bit, make sure you start it within the first 10 seconds, get cancer involved.
Always works very, very well.
Yes. It always works very successfully.
All right. Thank you, Buzz.
Sure.
As always, thank you for stepping up.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.